now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexburg Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Riverbend Home. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And wherever you are in this beautiful country, we hope that you are enjoying the beautiful fall weather and that you're enjoying the space you call home, whether it is a house, whether it's a condo, whether it's a co-op, whether it's an apartment, wherever you lay your head down to sleep every night. We know the space is really important for you, and we want to make it your best home ever. We want to help you fix it up and make it beautiful and strong and resilient and stop any of those pesky repairs that always seem to pop up when you least expect it. And that's what we do here. If you've got some questions on your house, there's lots of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your question to our website at moneypit.com. You can also post your question on our social media pages. Facebook.com/themoneypit seems to get most of those questions. And you can always call us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974, because we want to help you. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you're working on. We want to help you get the job done. Coming up on today's show, are the leaves beginning to pile up yet around your home? The people in Florida are laughing at us right now, thinking, ha-ha, you people in the Northeast have tons of leaves. We have none. But if you're dreading dragging out the rake to scoop them up, only to have a ton more fall seemingly overnight, we're going to have some tips to help speed up your leaf cleanup so you can get back to enjoying the beautiful weather just ahead.
And also ahead, it's fireplace season, and you got to get your chimney cleaned. It's really a job that's both necessary and one that comes too frequently with a chimney contractor who's then offering some sort of fraudulent advice in hopes of getting even more money out of your wallet. We're going to sort out all of those facts from all of that smoke.
And hey, if you've got a plan for keeping your family safe during the extreme weather, great. But have you thought about how you'll keep all your most important records safe when you potentially may need them most? We're going to have some answers for that just ahead.
And if you'd like to step up your bath before the holidays, we've got a great way for you to win fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com. All you need to do is enter the beautiful bath sweepstakes at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes. We're giving away $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy, all available at RiverbendHome.com.
So let's get to it. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. The website is MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us however it's most convenient for you, and let's get right to those calls. Leslie, who's first?
Mary in North Dakota needs some help with a concrete floor. What can we do for you?
We got crumbling concrete on the basement floor.
Okay.
After water problems this spring.
All right.
And it's very crumbly and powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places on it that I'd like to paint if I could.
Do you want to try to stabilize the deterioration of the concrete?
Yeah, I was wondering if there's some kind of sealant that could be sprayed or poured on it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, in terms of the water problem, is this a problem that happened after a heavy rainfall?
Yeah.
All right, so if you've got water that comes in after a heavy rainfall, I want to make sure we try to slow this down so it doesn't happen again. Adding sump pumps, things of that nature, is not going to stop this from happening again. What stops the heavy rainfall from getting in is outside looking at your gutters and your grading, making sure the downspouts are discharging away from the house, making sure your gutters are clean, making sure soil slopes away from the house. We've got extensive articles, actually several of them, on moneypit.com. Just search how to stop a leaking basement. It's the same advice, and we talk about the proper drainage improvements. So do that first. And then in terms of the concrete itself, you can use a patching compound. Quikrete has a patching compound product. You definitely want to use the patching compound because it's designed to stick to the old concrete. If you try to put new concrete over it, it's not going to stick. So the ready-to-use patching compounds are trowel apply. They're latex formula, so it's easy to clean up. But that will seal the old concrete. Then once that dries, then you can paint it. And what I would look for is an epoxy floor paint. The epoxy paints I like because they're a chemical cure. When you buy the floor paint, you get the paint and a gallon can that's about three-quarters filled, and then a quart of hardener. You mix them together, stir them up, and then you apply the paint. Sometimes there is an additive that goes in after the fact that gives you some texture to the floor, helps kind of hide the dirt. But patching it first, then adding an epoxy paint, will have that looking like new in no time.
Okay. So, but the name of the sealant was called what?
Quikrete. Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. It's Quikrete Concrete Patching Compound. Good stuff. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ed in Colorado is on the line with a basement plumbing question. What can we help you with today?
I live in the area of Colorado that suffered from the floods. Fortunately, I wasn't one of the persons that had a flood, but some of my friends that did have had sewage back up in their basements. And somebody mentioned that there was such a thing as a check valve that can be installed that still lets it act as a drain, right, but will stop any backups. And I was wondering if you have a recommendation if there's any problem with them that you know of.
Yeah, Ed, that's called a backflow preventer valve, and it's a type of valve that is installed in the main waste line, and it does just what you explained. If the sewage flow reverses and there's pressure under the sewage pipe to kind of pump that sewage back into your house, which can get terrible because it can come up through every drain in the house, the backflow preventer valve will stop that from happening. But just keep in mind that's not to be confused with the sewer trap, which stops sewage gas from backing up. You actually need the sewer trap, but you also need the backflow preventer valve, especially if you have an area that apparently is susceptible to this. So I think it would be a good thing to do. You're going to need a plumber to install it. It's a bit of a project because you've got to get access to the line to do it, but it is a good idea to have it done.
Do I have access to the drain and the little screen that's over the top of it?
Well, the line has to be this is a valve that has to be plumbed into it, so it depends on whether or not there's enough room to kind of move the pipes around to get this backflow preventer valve in there.
Oh, we'd have to bust up some concrete in that case.
Well, perhaps, or certainly you'd have to extend the line that's there, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You guys, we are so close to Halloween. What are you doing around your house? Are you making it super spooky? Do you need some tips to keep it well lit for those trick-or-treaters that maybe are coming? I'm not sure. But whatever is going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand 24/7. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, it's called fall for a very good reason. But are all those leaves settling on your lawn having you dread many hours worth of cleanup? We'll have tips to simplify that project after this.
You live in a money pit.
You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now.
I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit.
The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, you know, fall is a great time to refresh your bathroom, and we've got a great way for you to do just that. You can enter the riverbendhome.com Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You guys can win from $3,500 worth of products from American Standard and Growy, including beautiful fixtures, faucets, and more, all available from riverbendhome.com.
You know, when you think bath renovation, you probably think it's got to be a big, major project, but not so. You'd be amazed at how a simple update like swapping your bathroom faucet or shower head can make a huge impact on the look and function of your bathroom. Riverbend Home has everything you'd need and so much more for easy weekend projects like these that deliver big bang for your buck.
And, hey, if you enter the Riverbend Home Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, you might just win everything you need to get started. It doesn't get any better than that. So enter now. Enter daily at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Bridget in Illinois is on the line. What is going on with that musty odor at your money pit? Tell us about it.
Well, my crawl space is about a 15 by 15 foot area, and it opens up into my basement.
Yep.
I bought an older home, and the addition just has the crawl space.
Okay.
So right now, it's just dirt, and I see some, they've laid some cardboard in there. But I heard last week that cardboard breeds mold from your show, so I removed the cardboard.
Yeah, not only that, but laying directly on the dirt, that is a termite feast waiting to happen there. So what you need to do is a couple of things. You need to get the cardboard out of the crawl space and off of that soil. Then you need to lay heavy plastic down, like Visqueen, very thick sheet plastic down across that whole soil surface. That's going to stop a lot of the moisture from evaporating up off that soil and getting into the air, which is causing the musty smell in your basement. Now, do you have vents in this addition that are open to the outside so that the crawl space can get some fresh air?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a door that closes the crawl space off from the main basement?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is to form or construct some sort of a hatchway that closes off that opening between the crawl space and the basement. They don't need to be connected. And, in fact, if they are, it's going to lead to energy loss. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. And what you might think about doing, if it's just sort of a standard opening that maybe is 3 feet wide and 2 feet tall, I don't know. But if it's something like that, you could take a piece of one-inch styrofoam and put a piece of plywood on the front of that, and this way construct essentially an insulated hatchway there so that you can really seal that in and keep the cold side on the crawl space and let the basement be the warm side. I think those couple of things are going to solve your musty smell in your basement, and it's also going to make that crawl space much, much drier, which is important. If you let that moisture continue to evaporate off the soil, what's going to happen is you're eventually going to get not only an inefficient situation because your insulation will be damp, but you could get termites, you could get mold or decay of the floor structure.
Okay. And my other question is, if I put the Bisqueen down, how much do I overlap the pieces?
Very good question. I would overlap it about 4 feet. You don't want to put it edge to edge.
Okay. And then someone told me that maybe I should put lime down underneath first to dry out the area in case there's bacteria. Is that correct?
No. You cannot possibly take all the moisture away with lime that's under that. Okay? No, just cover it with the Visqueen. Make sure the vents are open. Seal it off from the basement, and I think you'll be good to go. And by the way, at that foundation perimeter, you can also reduce the amount of moisture getting in there by making sure you have gutters on the addition. The downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and the soil is always sloping away. All that moisture management is going to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, now that the leaves are piling up, there's some work ahead, guys. You got to rake them up. But if you're thinking of skipping that dreaded chore of raking those leaves, you might want to rethink that approach if you love a healthy green lawn. Now, here's why. Fall is the most important time of year for your lawn to grow new grass. But if it's covered with those leaves, that lawn isn't going to get the sunlight that it needs to prosper. Plus, those leaves are going to get wet. It's going to kill the grass. And that can grow a lot of moss and algae as well as mushrooms. And those are all signs of an unhealthy lawn and more reason to get rid of them.
Yeah, now for that, you got a couple of options. First, check with your town to make sure you know if you're required to bag the leaves or just rake them to the curb. Hopefully you can just rake them to the curb because bagging them is an extra pain in the neck step. But for raking, one trick that I use a lot is to simply use a small blue tarp, no more than about 8 by 10. And then I rake the leaves into the tarp and drag that around the lawn as the job progresses. You can pull the tarp around as you go, and then you can pull it right to the street and dump the leaves. It's a lot easier to move leaves this way than to rake them into multiple piles or to use a wheelbarrow because it holds less and it requires a lot more steps and a lot more bending down and standing up and bending down, standing up as you fill that thing up again and again and again. When you put them in the tarp once, you drag them right to the street, you're done in just a couple of loads.
Yeah, but there is another option. You can actually, for some, I'm not saying all of your leaves, is to toss them into a compost bin, and that'll help nurture your flowers and vegetable gardens come spring. Or if you've got a lawnmower that's suited for mulching, you can also run it over the leaves, and those chopped up pieces will help feed the grass as it remains dormant through the winter months. So a couple more options.
Yeah, now one thing you want to avoid altogether is burning the leaves. Too many people do that, and it's just not safe, and it is bad for the environment. So hopefully you'll be able to tackle those leaves one of these upcoming weekends and get it done quickly and efficiently and get back to just enjoying the colors of the season.
Sandy in South Dakota is on the line with a funny smell coming from the basement. Tell us what's going on in your money pit.
Our basement is got a real bad musky smell to it. And we've had fans going down there all summer long. We've had dehumidifier going year-round. And I can't get rid of the musty smell. I don't know what to do with it.
All right. Well, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, the musty smell is because you have an excessive amount of moisture and humidity down there. So we want to do some things to try to reduce that amount of moisture. You're going to start outside your house and examine your gutter system. You want to make sure that you have gutters, that the gutters are clean and free-flowing, and that the downspouts are discharging 4 to 6 feet minimum away from the foundation.
They do.
They do. All right. And then after that water discharges, does it run away from the wall?
It runs away from the house, yes.
So I'd like you to take a look at those gutters in a heavy rainfall just to make sure they're not becoming overwhelmed, because that usually is a source of many moisture problems. If the gutters are working well, then we need to look at the grading around the house. The soil should slope away and drop 6 inches on 4 feet. And that soil grade should be made up of clean fill dirt, not topsoil, not mulch or grass. You can have a little bit of topsoil and grass on top of it, but you have to establish the slope first with fill dirt. And the reason you're doing this is because you want rainfall that hits to run away from the house and not sit up against the house. That slope is really, really important. If that's done, then going down to the basement area, we could make sure that the walls are properly sealed with a damp-proofing paint, and then a dehumidifier on top of that. But the dehumidifier has to be properly sized for the basement space, and it has to be drained, set up with a condensate pump so that it drains outside. And those steps together are usually going to take out as much moisture as you possibly can.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Sandy, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Vernon in Colorado who's fixing up the bath. How can we help you?
I had heard a while back on your show, if you're going to re-caulk your bathtub, to fill it up with water, but I do not remember if anything was said about removing the water immediately after it was caulked or letting the caulk set up first before you would let the water out. So I wanted to check on that before I started my project with some good kitchen and bath caulk.
Well, absolutely. The tip you heard about filling the tub with water is totally correct. And the reason why we do that is when you fill the tub with water, it sort of weighs down and sits down onto the base a little more. So if you fill it with water and then go ahead and caulk, then you let the caulk dry, and then you drain the bath. When it sort of empties out, it's going to lift back up and compress that caulk. So the next time you actually go to take a bath or a shower and you're standing in there and the tub presses down on the base, it's going to stretch the caulk and it's all going to stay in place. So that's really a good trick of the trade, because it keeps it in its place longer and it really lets it adhere to where it needs to be.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Vernon. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your question, home repair, home design, decor, whatever it is. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, if you've got a fireplace that you're looking forward to using this winter season, now is the time for a safety check to make sure that it's good to go. We're going to share what you can do yourself and what you need a pro to handle next.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone and give us a call right now with your home improvement question, your DIY dilemma. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Roger in Alabama, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with a door. It's a storm door, and when I originally installed it, everything looked perfect on it. And now there is a large gap at the bottom and a small gap at the top, and the latch doesn't really want to hold anymore. And I put levels on it, and everything looks like it's supposed to be, but it's not. And I'm at a standstill trying to figure out how to fix it outside of knocking my post out of
alignment. Okay, so it sounds like the door is out of alignment, and it's not square. It got a situation where the jamb probably has to go up or down. So, for example, if you were to take the jamb and move it down, then the outside edge of the door will move up. If you were to take the jamb and move it up, the outside edge of the door would move down. So it sounds like something is not in alignment. Storm doors can be tricky because every side of the jamb is applied separately. But what I might do is I might leave the jamb side attached, then try to reset the other two pieces of the door. In terms of the gap at the bottom, if you can't close that, just add a weather strip to the outside of the door. You know, you can pick up a door sweep that has sort of a metal flange with a broom-like bristle edge at the bottom. That works very well. We use it on exterior doors all the time, and that will stop drafts from coming through it. But it sounds like the door is out of alignment. What you've described with uneven gaps and a latch doesn't work means that the door is simply not square in the opening.
Okay. I think I got an idea of what I can do with it now.
All right, great. Roger, hope that helps. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fireplaces are great for ambiance, and more efficient models can actually help cut your home's heating bills, but they can also do more harm than good. Now, fireplaces account for almost half of all home heating fires. That's a huge number considering how little they're used compared to your heating system. So this is one area of the house that really needs careful and consistent maintenance to operate safely.
So, first step, have your chimney professionally cleaned once per year, or once for every quart of wood you burn if you're using it a lot. The chimney sweep will also inspect the fireplace and chimney structure to make sure it's intact. And checking for creosote is another part of what these guys do. Now, if you're not familiar, creosote is very combustible. It's a byproduct that forms when fires are too big or when the airflow is restricted, the wood is too wet to burn or it doesn't completely burn. It's basically black or brown in appearance, and it tends to stick to the inside of the flue. And if you get a lot of it, it can cause a very serious chimney fire inside your flue. It's like a torch when that happens, and it's almost always tragic. So you got to be super careful to keep the creosote out of that flue.
And you know what? These are all super important reasons that you need to hire a chimney sweep, but you have to proceed with caution when you're hiring one. The chimney sweep industry is kind of filled with questionable sales practices, so you have to make sure that the pro you hire is certified through the Chimney Safety Institute of America.
And once your chimney's clean, be sure only to burn seasoned wood. Now, that means that it's dried out for at least 6 months. Not only does seasoned wood give up more heat, it's also much less likely to deposit that nasty creosote we were talking about just before.
All right, now we've got Eva in North Carolina on the line with a water heating question. How can we help you today?
Our home is about 11 years old. We have a hot water heater on our third floor of our home, and I'm a little nervous about it being up on the third floor, and with it aging out, I'm concerned about it potentially bursting or leaking. So what we'd like to do is replace the hot water heater in this house. However, we're not sure. We kind of have a disagreement. We're broke right now financially, but we would, for peace of mind's sake, I would like to possibly look into a tankless. My husband thinks we should just replace the current one that we have upstairs on the third floor with the same darn thing, because he's like, you know, if it's new, it won't leak and it won't burst. So what do you guys suggest?
How old is the water heater?
As old as the house, I presume. The house is about 11 or 12 years old.
Well, if it's an 11-year-old house, it's going to have an 11-year-old water heater. And while, yeah, that's closer to the end of a normal life than not, it, believe it or not, it's not horribly old. I mean, I've seen water heaters go 15, 20 years.
But because it's on the third floor of the house, I'm nervous because, you know, water is going to – it's not like it's in the basement or the garage. So if there is a leak or something like that, I'm concerned about there being a lot of water damage to our home.
I understand. And you could, if that would happen if a pipe broke as well. So if you want to replace it with a tankless, that is going to be more expensive than a tanked water heater. But it's definitely worthwhile because they last a lot longer. And they also give you on-demand hot water, so you never really ever run out of warm water. If you're concerned about your plumbing system's reliability in general, just make it a practice that whenever you guys go away for a weekend or longer, you turn the main water valve off. You don't need to leave water on when you're not home for an extended period of time. So that might also be something you might want to start doing on a regular basis.
So whenever you're going to be gone for the weekend or more than a couple of days, turn the main water valve off.
That's right, because you don't need it on. And this way, if the water heater ever were to break, it would lose the 40 or 50 gallons that's in it, but it would not constantly run.
Gotcha. So going back to my original question, what do you guys suggest we do? Because my husband thinks, well, let's just get a new one, you know, the same thing, and then he thinks it's going to give me some peace of mind.
Okay, here's what I would do. You said that money is tight. I don't want you to throw good money at bad ideas. And I think replacing it with the same thing is kind of a bad idea, especially since it's 11 years old. What I would prefer to see you do is live with that for another year or two, save up some money, and then put in a tankless.
Okay. And do you recommend tanklesses go in the crawl space or in the garage or outside?
Well, they can pretty much go wherever you want. If you put them outside, they get a little less efficient because, of course, the outside temperature is cold, and that means they have to work a little bit harder.
Okay.
And sometimes they're put in rooms that are insulated or outside closets or that sort of thing. But you have the flexibility because a tankless water heater is going to be about a quarter the size of your tanked water heater.
Okay, so it sounds like that's what you recommend is a tankless, but maybe just live with this one for another year or two.
I think that makes the most sense. Okay, Eva?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I don't feel like 11 years old is a terribly old water heater.
No, I mean, given that a lifespan is 10, 12 years, and you're right. I mean, before we moved in, the one in our house was like 20 years old.
I used to see that all the time as a home inspector, and yeah, it's old, but
you can live with it.
But not worth emergency replacing.
No, just for peace of mind. There are other things that you can do.
There's enough life left in that to risk, you know, not doing it now and saving up your money for a year or two and then going tankless. Because tankless is definitely the technology that is state of the art today and worth every penny of its cost.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, whether you've got a home repair or home improvement question, even a design question. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you've got a plan for keeping your family safe during extreme weather. That's great. But have you thought about how you're going to keep your most important records safe when you potentially may need them the most? We're going to share that advice next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Grubby fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Grubby. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on this weekend? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. We'd love to hear from you about what you're taking on. You can reach us 24/7 by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, would you like to step up your bath before the holidays? We've got a great way for you to win fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com. All you need to do is enter the beautiful bath sweepstakes at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes, and there we are giving away $3,500 in bath products from brands like American Standard and Growy, all available at RiverbendHome.com.
Yep, enter once a day at MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
Now we've got Frank in Texas on the line with a structural question. What's going on at your money pit?
Yes, I've got an older home, post and beam construction. I have about a 4x8 beam that's cracked diagonally, and I've already poured a footer, a 2-foot by 2-foot by 6-inch footer, and I plan on bracing that. But what I'm wondering, once I jack it back into position, number one, is there an adhesive that might help hold it together? And on the sides, I want to marry in a support. Should I use OSB, plywood, or 2x8?
What you would do is you would put another beam next to it that has to go the same width. It has to go bearing point to bearing point as the split beam. And then you would glue it with a construction adhesive from the new beam to the split beam. And I would bolt them together. And if you do that on a beam-by-beam basis, then it should be an acceptable repair. It's just a little tricky because you've got to get that new beam next to the old beam, and it's going to not be straight, and you're going to have to work around wires and plumbing and such to get it in there and nice and tight. But take your time fitting that beam. If you get the new beam right, then, you know, it can be quite strong.
All right. I appreciate the advice. Thank you.
Well, it's been a rough year for storms, and it got us thinking. You know, we're vulnerable in emergency weather situations, and most of us take steps to protect our home and our family. But what about protecting important documents? Now, whether those are your birth records, financial papers, or even backups of your computer files, these need to be stored properly to survive a fire or any other disaster.
Yes, so start by keeping your financial records and documents in one safe place. Now, a wide variety of safes and lock boxes are available for protecting against heat and water. But you need to make sure that if you have financial records that include electronic files like CDs and USBs and hard drives, you need to make sure you're using what's called a media safe. And here's why. Because media safes will keep the inside temperature below 125 degrees and the humidity below 85%. If it's a paper safe, it actually gets a lot hotter than that for the paper to burn. So you need to make sure you're using the right kind of safe or even lockbox. So make sure it says media safe. And I always take note of how long it says it can maintain that temperature because you have like a 30-minute box and a 60-minute box and so on. So just be aware that there are different types and choose the one that's best for you.
Kim in Nebraska is working on a bathroom flooring project. How can we help you?
We had a leaky stool, and so we are needing to replace our stool, but as we lifted it up, we could see that there was rotted subfloor, and we replaced that.
Hey, Kim, you said you had a leaky what?
The stool, the toilet.
Oh, the stool. Oh, is that what you call a toilet, a stool? Yeah, that must be a Nebraska thing. I'd never heard that before.
I thought it sounded a little bit nicer than toilet.
All right. So we've established that your toilet is leaking and it apparently has rotted out your bathroom floor.
And so we replaced the subflooring that was rotted, but websites were suggesting that if I'm going to replace the floor, just go ahead and take the rest of that one, the old vinyl linoleum off. And it's, you know, it was original to the house, so it's 27 years old. And so I've been slowly doing that. It's I've just been scoring it and using a 4-inch, you know, scraping blade to get it off. But I'm really gouging that particle board underneath.
What are you going to use for underlayment?
It suggested the underlayment wood.
So what I would suggest you do is get all the rest of that linoleum off. And if the floor is really gouged up and you want to put something that's got a little bit of strength to it, I would use 3/8-inch plywood. Just make sure it's like AC plywood, so you have one really smooth side, like A grade on one side, maybe C on the other, or half-inch. But 3/8 or half-inch should be fine for the underlayment, and that will take up any, you know, depressions in the floor caused by the scratches or the gouging. Okay, and then on top of that, you can add the tile and go from there.
Okay, that sounds great.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can lend a hand with whatever is going on at your house. Just ahead, we'll solve an electrical mystery for one of our listeners who lost power to 3 bathrooms at the same time. The solution and a recommendation to improve the electrical safety of your home is next.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take your questions and calls. You can post them to moneypit.com.
Post your question just like Ronnie in South Carolina did. Now, Ronnie writes, the electrical wall sockets in all three bathrooms have quit working. No trip circuit breakers are in the circuit box. How can the problem be identified and repaired?
I know. Do you know? We both know, right? The ground fault.
Yeah, it's in your outlet. You got to find
it. Yeah, you got to find it. Yeah, so, Ronnie, what's going on is in your house, you have a ground fault circuit interrupter, a GFCI. That's the outlet that has the test and reset button, or it might be part of your main panel. And typically, especially in newer construction over, the last 20 years, builders will put in one ground fault, and they'll have several wet location outlets attached to that. So it could be like all your bathroom outlets, or it could be all your outlets in your bathroom and your garage, or it could be the garage and the exterior outlets. You've got to find in your house where you have that ground fault circuit interrupter and reset that. And once you do, magically, all the outlets will start working again. Now, if it happens after that, you got to ask yourself, well, why did that happen? Because it's designed to detect a short. And if it happens again, and even, especially if it happens right away, then you need to contact an electrician and figure out why it happened and get that fixed. All right, so now we have a question from Nancy. And Nancy says, and I love this, I listen to you and Kesley Goretti every week.
That's me.
You are now Kesley Goretti. I think that could work for you,
I'll
Leslie. I think that's got a nice rhyme to
I'll
it.
Go for it.
I think that's the funniest I've ever seen your name mispronounced. Mine's hard enough. All right, so Kesley, she says, my question to you is about my garage doors. A little rust is about to get bigger, and I wonder what to do about it. Shall I sand and paint or sand and spray with a Rust-Oleum? What is the best approach? So, look, if you got a metal door and you got rust, yeah, you got to deal with it because it will continue to get worse. It won't get better. So what you want to do is sand it out or use a wire brush. It's a very handy way to rough up that surface and then prime it. And I think Rust-Oleum is an excellent product to do that with. Prime the spot with the Rust-Oleum. I would probably, if it was a little spot, I would just buy like a little pint can of it. I wouldn't buy even a spray can of it. I'd buy a little pint can of it, just brush it on, let it dry, and then you could put a finish coat on top of it. Now, you will find that when you put the second coat on it, it will probably be like the brightest spot on the whole door, and you're going to have to make a decision as to whether or not you want to leave it like that or if you want to just do the entire door. And, you know, I hate to make a small project bigger, but if you want it to all look consistent and pretty and beautiful, then you might want to buy a little bit more Rust-Oleum and just paint the entire door. The nice thing about Rust-Oleum, or one thing I should say you should know about it, is it doesn't dry fast, and that's a good thing because the longer it takes to dry, the tougher the finish, I find, actually is.
All right, Nancy, here's some advice from Kesley. First, you can call me Leslie. I'll answer to both in all honesty. But, Nancy, think about when you're, you know, getting ready to repaint this door. Maybe you want to go with a different color than you had before. You know, a front door can be so much more friendly if you put a different color on it. Now, I always tend to lean toward a black door, a blue door, a red door. But look online. So many great ideas. I've seen pink, even purple. Depending on the style of your house and the neighborhood, you could really make something super great.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. We hope we've given you some ideas and tips and inspiration to avoid the perspiration when it comes to taking on projects around your house. If we didn't talk to you today and you're thinking, hey, I got my own question, you can get in touch with us a number of different ways. You can head on over to MoneyPit.com and click on Ask a Question or post your question to Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise to call you back the next time we are. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. An energized President Trump was at his third campaign rally of the day within the last hour, just concluded. It was in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
You work hard. You raise your families. You follow our laws. You support your church. You serve your community. And you give your love and loyalty to this country. Now you finally have a president that is loyal to you in return. And I am.
Earlier, the president had stops in North Carolina and Ohio while Joe Biden campaigned in Pennsylvania earlier this afternoon. Senator Lisa Murkowski announcing she will vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett. That gives crucial support for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee before the judge faces a final vote expected on Monday. The Alaska Republican had been the rare holdout on Barrett, decrying her nomination that proceeded so close to the presidential election. As office workers continue to stay home during the pandemic, cities that were in the middle of a bustling downtown comeback are beginning to feel a lot of uncertainty.
Places like Detroit, Cleveland, and Oakland, California were seeing big downtown growth before the coronavirus hit. Now the revitalizations have been stalled, and experts say it's likely to take the once struggling cities longer to come back than those with established commercial and residential markets. Many redeveloping cities already were losing population, making comebacks harder.
Jeremy House reports one expert says if the virus persists, businesses will close, and that will hurt those that remain downtown. Pacific Gas and Electric may cut power to over a million people tomorrow to prevent the chance of sparking wildfires, this as extreme fire weather returns to the region. PG&E says customers in some 38 counties, including most of the San Francisco Bay Area, could be affected by this throwing the switch. News at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Demonstrators gathered in London to protest a proposed U.S.-UK trade deal that activists say will lower food safety standards.
Some 50 people assembled near the Houses of Parliament to protest the ongoing negotiations for the trade deal, which the U.K. government is counting on to cushion the impact of Britain's departure from the European Union. Demonstrators are worried the agreement will relax rules for food imports from the U.S. One protester wore an oversized Trump head and carried a giant syringe to highlight concerns that beef treated with hormones could be sold in the UK. Critics are also worried about the importation of chickens washed in chlorine. Zaria Shakli, London.
Bulgaria has joined other Balkan countries in signing an agreement with the United States on high-speed wireless network security aimed at excluding Chinese hardware providers. More news at townhall.com. There are some polls that show Joe Biden with big leads over President Trump, but are they for real?
Republican pollster Frank Luntz says his profession is done if President Trump wins re-election come November 3rd and proves the national polls wrong yet again. Luntz said the public will have no faith, no confidence. Right now, the biggest issue is the trust deficit, he said. National polls largely show Biden with a lead over Mr. Trump with 2 weeks until the presidential election. Hillary Clinton was projected to win in 2016 with polling consistently similar to Biden's. Patrick Frost reporting.
The final presidential debate between President Trump and his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, drew some 10 million fewer viewers than their first meeting. An estimated 63 million viewers tuned into the debate Thursday night from Belmont University in Nashville. And the numbers were tallied between 15 networks that aired the debate. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Riverbend Home. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and look boards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad we're here because this is our chance to help you. It's what we love to do, take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Because if you've got a money pit, you've got a home, because we see this as a term of endearment, a home that needs constant love and care. It needs really some TLC to stay in good shape, to keep serving you and becoming your best home ever. So if you need to stop the leaks, you want to stop the squeaks, you want to spruce up your outdoor space, you want to work on your kitchen, you got, you know, 6 weeks or 7 weeks or so before the holidays. Well, actually, you really can't say that. It's because it depends on when you start counting them up. But if you're thinking about, you know, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, yeah, you got a little bit of time. You can't take on a gut reno, but we can give you some ideas on easy fix-ups for those spaces or really anything else you want to talk about. We're your coach, your guide. We're sort of your adventure guides, right? Because home improvement is an adventure.
Oh, for sure.
Exciting, it's exhilarating, and sometimes does not go as planned. So if that describes you and you want to get some help, we would be honored to do just that. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click on Ask a Question. You can also use our social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can reach out to us through there at MoneyPit or on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Or you can call us. The number is 1-888-666-3974, which happens to spell 888 Money Pit. We're here for whatever you need to get done, so reach out and let us help. Coming up on today's program, hey, have you ever stepped into the shower first thing in the morning and received a blast of icy cold water? Not so dramatic in the heat of the summer, but man, when it gets cold outside, it becomes even worse. It's not the best way to wake up. And that's why you're going to love the new technology we're going to talk about. It's coming out in water heaters, and they are now being designed to circulate hot water to the bathrooms before you need it. Isn't that smart? We're going to have all those details in just a bit.
And if you're tackling fall cleanups around the house, getting rid of trash is easy, but getting rid of hazardous trash, not so much. We're going to have tips on the easiest way to purge your home and garage of things like old paint, pesticides, and more just ahead.
And fall is the perfect time to get your lawn ready, not only for winter, but for a bright green spring and summer next year. The season's just right to plant new grass because it's got lots of months now to grow deep and strong before the heat of the summer happens next year. So we're going to share a handy four-step checklist to help you get your lawn in good shape.
And fall is also a popular time to take on bath renovations that you'd like to get done before the holidays. And as luck would have it, we're giving away $3,500 in bath products from American Standard and Growy, all available at riverbendhome.com. All you need to do is enter the beautiful bath sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Adam in Rhode Island is on the line with a leaky skylight. What's going on?
I have a bay window in my bedroom that is below a skylight, and for a while it started to create those brown stains on my ceiling, but for the most part, the biggest problem was there was a leak in the bay window. So my father and I went up there, we put a new flashing kit on the skylight, and it seemed to help the problem, but it did not eliminate the problem. And I had a contractor friend over who took a look at it as well, and he noticed that if you go on the outside, the bay window abuts the gutter, where the gutter attaches to the roof above it. And it's his opinion that there should be perhaps some, like, 6 to 8 inch gap there between where the gutter meets the house and where the bay window starts. So it's his opinion that the bay window might have been improperly installed.
So it sounds like the bay window is up too high. Is that what you're saying? So it basically goes right up under the gutter?
Right. It's certainly, there's certainly no separation between the soffit, but there's also no separation from where the gutter meets the house either.
All right. And does the bay window have its own roof on it, or is the roof sort of built into the soffit structure?
No, it's under the overhang.
Oh, it is under the overhang. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that the gutter is overfilling and perhaps the water's backing up through the gutter, getting into the soffit and running into the bay?
I thought that at one point, and I have gone up and checked, and the gutters are clean.
Okay. And where this is on the roof, is there sort of a long stretch of roof that goes down before it hits the skylight?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, maybe 10 or 15 feet.
So I'm going to give you a trick of the trade, and this might solve it. You might be getting so much water against that skylight that it's just sort of forcing its way in. One thing you might want to do is to try to put a diverter on the roof right above the skylight, and this see if this works. It's really easy to do, and so there's kind of no reason not to try it. But you make you take a piece of aluminum in the shape of an L, and you basically attach it to the roof, and you essentially want to intercept that flow of water down the roof and have it run around the skylight and around the bay window. So you're slowing the volume of water that's coming down that roof, you know, running full steam towards that skylight in that bay window area and running it around that space. And all you got to do is tack that onto the roofing shingles, put some silicone caulk to help seal the edge, and see what happens.
So you caulk the edge of the L with silicone, and how do you affix the aluminum to the roof?
Yeah, you could simply nail through the shingle.
Okay.
And with like a roofing nail, because you're, but with the caulk will help seal it. And basically, you're capturing that water as it's running down the roof, and it's sort of running right around that skylight bay window roof combination, and then off to the gutter.
All right, sounds good. I'm willing to try it.
Good luck, Adam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Kathleen in Illinois on the line, and she's got a question about a vaulted ceiling. What can we do for you?
I'm calling about a renovation project that we are trying to do on a three-season sun porch, and it's like a 12-by-27 room. We did tackle doing window replacement by ourselves, and we managed to do that. They're vinyl-clad windows, the tilt-in kind and everything. But the ceiling right now is like 12-inch tiles that are like they seem to be glued up to the ceiling. They're not on a grid system, you know, they're just up there. And we want to put faux tin ceilings. And we're wondering if that's a project that we could tackle, or is that something best left to professionals, or, you know, we're looking for your advice. We had some damage from rain on the roof, and we've had the roof replaced. But I even, like, painted over where the water stains were with that Zinsser stain stop. Right. And you can still see the, you know, it did not cover it. So we need to change the ceiling.
Hey, you know, they make these tiles that are a drop ceiling type of a tile that looks just like tin. Have you seen those, Kathleen?
Yes, we have. And we thought that those were very cool. And we didn't know, like, do you think just like you know, liquid nails or something to put it up over these existing tiles?
What's underneath the tiles? Plywood sheathing?
I don't know. It feels really solid, you know, when you push out.
I would try to figure out what's underneath it. You could take some pieces of the old tiles apart, see how thick that is. I would prefer to have a mechanical attachment like a staple or something like that than just simply the glue. The glue's okay.
And I would use liquid nails and something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't think it would, like, you know, I don't want it to look uneven, you know, how you see sometimes those grid systems where the tiles kind of, you know, droop and swoop and look.
No, if it's done really well, it looks great. I mean, we've seen them at really high-end decor showrooms where you have some really upscale decorating done, and they look fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, Kathleen, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, if you've ever stepped into the shower first thing in the morning and received a blast of icy cold water to wake you up, you'll love the new tech coming out in water heaters. We'll share those details when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're all so well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you've got a home improvement question, we're going to try to give you an answer. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you'd like to make your bath more beautiful and more efficient, now is a really good time to upgrade your bath fixtures and faucets with those that are WaterSense certified. That's just one of the bath projects that you can take on if you enter the riverbendhome.com Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Now, you can win up to $3,500 worth of bath products from American Standard and Growy, including beautiful fixtures, faucets, and more. It's all available at riverbendhome.com.
Now think about it. Replacing your old toilet, your faucet, your shower with newer models makes sense for both you, your wallet, and the environment. And upgrading now is going to reduce your water use and save you money. With American Standard Growy and DXV, you don't have to sacrifice performance for efficiency. They work well, they work fantastic, and they're gorgeous. So why not check out the wide range of high-efficiency bath products at riverbendhome.com and enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes right now at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
All right, now we're going to take a call from Tim in Arkansas, who's got some concrete issues with his patio and his garage. You know, maybe he wouldn't have these problems if his friends didn't help him with it. What's going on, Tim?
When it rains, it's busting it and causing it to have holes in the concrete. And it's just like it's forcing it away. And then I do have a 4-inch slab, and the concrete is cracking.
All right, so the patio is a 4-inch slab. The concrete is cracking. Are there a lot of cracks in it? Like, is it severely deteriorated?
Well, no, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like going to the center of the garage, and it's like it started from the 4x4 or the 8x8 pole, and it's just kind of just cracking. I don't know how deep it is, but it's just kind of cracking all the way across.
So is the concrete slab inside the garage, or is it next to the garage?
Right. It's just inside the garage. It's built over there.
So, look, there's no easy way to fix this. All you can do is seal the cracks and cut down on the moisture that's getting through there. Generally, when those slabs crack, it's because there was some organic material underneath them that rotted away, or perhaps the soil wasn't compacted enough when it was first installed. Replacing the slab is a project, not probably as big of a project as you might think, but it is a project. But unless it's so cracked and so deformed that it's causing, you know, tripping hazard or some other concern like that, I wouldn't do anything further than just sealing it and moving on.
Okay, well, it's just, you know, like a hairline crack. Yeah, you don't think it'll get any worse, do you?
It could, but, you know, it's not unusual for these slabs to have hairline cracks.
Okay. I mean, it's not bothering anything. I just, you know, don't know how deep it is.
I wouldn't panic over it. It's not a structural issue, because the floor is basically just there to give you a surface to drive on. It's not tied into the foundation of the house. Tim, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you've ever had to wait for the water to get hot when you're ready to take a shower, you're going to love this. There are on-demand water heaters that have a built-in circulation, which means that it's going to deliver instant hot water for your entire home with no waiting.
Now, with most water heaters, you got to wait for the cold water in your pipes to travel to your shower. And if you have a bath that's at, like, at the far end of the house from where the water heater is located, a lot of times it's got to go from the first floor or the basement all the way down the house and then up to the bathroom. So it can take a long time. But if you've got built-in recirculation and a high-efficiency tankless water heater, there is no more waiting because the water is pumped through your pipes before you need it. So it's always hot. It's always good to go. And it's there right when you step in. First thing in the morning.
Yeah, and not only does it stop that blast of cold water in your face first thing in the morning, you're going to save up to 12,000 gallons of water per year because you're not going to be running all that cold water waiting for it to get hot.
It's a great option if you're replacing your water heaters. Keep it in mind because, first of all, it's tankless. You never run out of hot water. And because it's high efficiency, it can be vented directly using PVC pipe. And since it's smaller than a tank water heater, you got lots of installation options. So great technology. Love to see this is happening in the industry because we waste so much water and people get so frustrated just waiting for it to get hot. It's a question we get a lot. And finally, we've got a great solution.
Liz in New Jersey is on the line, and she has a kind of thrifty idea. She wants to reuse wall-to-wall carpeting. What's going on?
Yes, I have carpeting that is 20 years old, but it's in my living room, which hardly anybody goes. You don't have to step on it to go through other parts of the house, and it looks fine. And I was wondering if I could have that taken up, because underneath is hardwood, and I wanted to refinish it. My carpeting in my bedroom, which is smaller, is worn. And I was wondering if I could put that carpet in the bedroom.
I don't see any reason that you couldn't do that. You know, pulling the carpet up is pretty easy to do as long as it was put down correctly to begin with. Now, I will caution you, if that space in the living room turns out to be not one piece of carpet, but of a carpet with a seam in the middle of it, that seam could be your weak link. Now, that seam may not be obvious to you if it was done well to begin with, but when you take the carpet up, you may find that it's basically two pieces of wall-to-wall carpet seamed together with seam tape. And then if you try to move that piece upstairs, the tape could break apart because now you're kind of disturbing it, and you may have a bit of a mess on your hands. But I see no reason why you couldn't reuse the carpet. It's certainly possible. That said, I think the most expensive part of this project is going to be the labor, because you're going to have a professional carpet installer do this work. And considering the fact that the upstairs bedroom is fairly small, the added cost of brand new carpet might not really add that much to the overall project.
Oh.
So think about the economics of this, okay? If you're going to spend money on an installer and it's going to cost you X dollars to have them come in, take the old carpet out, cut a new piece to fit upstairs, move it upstairs, you know, how much more could the carpet possibly cost you? Especially if you bought a remnant or something of that nature.
Oh, I see, yeah. I think it's one whole long piece. I really do.
It depends, because usually the bolts of carpeting are 13 feet. So if you've got a run of the room that's bigger than 13 feet, then, you know, you're probably going to have a seam somewhere in there. The other thing to consider is that 20-year-old padding might not be reusable. So you might have to get new padding, whereas if you got new carpeting, they're going to throw in the padding for the most part. So, you know, think of all of those things.
All right, Liz. Well, good luck with that project. We gave you some stuff to think about. 888-666-3974.
Cody in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I'm having a problem with scorpions and bugs and stuff, and I was going to see if you could recommend an economical way to treat them both inside and out. You know, we've used commercial businesses in the past to come in and spray. That's just not in the budget right now. And I've tried seven dust granules outside, and just wanted to see if you could recommend anything that would be good inside and out.
Well, if you're concerned about spiders, there's a new product out called Miss Muffet's Revenge that's made by the Wet and Forget company that's inexpensive and can keep them out for a year. But I don't think that's going to keep the scorpions out.
Okay.
You know, one natural product that folks have reported good success with is boric acid. And boric acid can be applied a number of ways. You can sprinkle the powder. You can mix the powder with water and spray it. But you have to remember that it doesn't kill on contact. It essentially kind of messes with the skeleton system of the scorpion and causes them to die from dehydration. So it's more a preventative than it is sort of an immediate use, an immediate result product.
Spray it around the foundation on the exterior of the home. Obviously, wouldn't want to spray that inside, or would it be okay to spray inside?
Well, you could spray it inside as well. It's pretty safe to spray inside and outside.
Yeah, another natural oil that they just don't seem to like for whatever reason is cedar oil. So if you mix cedar oil with water and then spray that around your perimeter, or if you've got gaps or cracks, you know, in your foundation or on your interior, you can use that as well. They also don't like lavender. So if you plant some lavender around your foundation, they'll tend to stay away.
Awesome. I appreciate the help, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Just ahead, fall is a great time for cleaning out your garage or shed for the season. But if you're in the mood to purge, getting rid of what's left may not be so easy. We're going to have tips on how to handle the hassles of throwing out hazardous items from paint to pesticides next. 888 Money Pit.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Improvement show standing by to help you with your home improvement questions. What's going on in your house right now? As you look around, we know you probably got a question about something you'd like to improve or something you're getting tired of looking at or a problem you'd like to just disappear. We'd love to help you achieve that. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, guys, you know, fall is fire season, and I want you to think about the last time you replaced your smoke detectors. If you can't remember, or the answer is never, it's a good time to replace them now because there's been a big change in the manufacturer of these. We're now seeing 10-year batteries. The detectors have become essentially permanent appliances. You buy one with a 10-year battery. It is not replaceable. So after 10 years, you simply toss it out and buy a new one. You know, think of it like a mixer or, you know, some other small appliance for your house. After 10 years, it's time to get a new one. Well, now it's going to be like that with smoke detectors. I think it's fantastic because this is the fire season, so to speak. We're turning heating systems on. So a great time to think about replacing that with one that has a 10-year battery so you know you're always protected.
All right, now we're going over to Michigan where Linda's on the line and wants to add on to a farmhouse. How can we help you with that?
Well, I have about a 100-year-old farmhouse, and the only bathroom is upstairs. It's a two-story farmhouse, and I want to age in place. So I want to add another bathroom downstairs, and also I inherited a doll collection from my mother, and it's stored in all the storage and all the rooms, so I kind of want to bring it into one room and add another room for that and hobbies. People have been suggesting that I just, oh, just add a, break up one of the rooms in the house and just put a bathroom in any old place, but the rooms are really well proportioned. There's good cross ventilation. I don't want to have a mess. I want to have some style to the additions. So people have suggested that I go to either an architect or drafter or interior designer. I don't know. I'm not sure what that process involves and how many I should go to or.
Well, I think that you hit the nail on the head, and that is to hire an architect because essentially you want to make sure that whatever you do to this house flows and maintains its structural integrity as well as its design integrity. So an architect can help you do just that. Selecting where to put that bathroom will be, you know, a balance of compromises trying to decide where it fits best in the design, where the plumbing is now. now, what it would take to get the plumbing where it needs to be for this particular bathroom, and then how best to design those rooms for your collections and that sort of thing. The architect can handle with the structure and the mechanical systems. Once that's done, then you can consider bringing in an interior designer to help lay it out, choose colors, choose furniture, and make it work for you visually.
Well, and I think the other good thing about bringing in the architect is they may have an interior designer that they work with. You can bring in your own. They'll be able to sort of work together to help you specify the right materials for the right areas. So it really is a strong partnership.
I see. Now, do I talk or consult with two architects and get their ideas, or do I just go with one and get the designs?
What I would do is I would bring in one or two or maybe three architects to see the property, tell them what you want to accomplish, find out how they work. You get a feel for them. Yeah, they get a feel for you, and then you make a decision based on that.
I think you meet with somebody, you meet with two or three architects, as Tom suggested. Just get a feel for them, because you're going to know if you want to work with them. You're going to know how well you communicate back and forth. You'll sort of spitball ideas, you know, there during that meeting and get a really good sense of how much they're understanding you. And whoever you feel the most comfortable with, I think, is what's going to lead you to the right decision. And then you'll start drawings.
Okay. I did get a card from someone. His card says he's a drafting consultant.
You don't want a drafter, okay? You want an architect. You just want an architect, a good quality architect. So focus on that first. You could take, usually they'll have books that show some of their past projects. You can see what kind of work they do. You know, it's going to be, you'll figure out through a process of elimination which one you're most comfortable with, and that's the person that's going to get the job. But they're well worth the investment, because they're going to make this process easy, and they're going to be, you're going to be assured that it comes out exactly as you plan. You know, if you go right to the contractor step, they're just going to squeeze this bathroom in wherever they think it fits, and it's just, you're not going to be happy with it. So get the architect. They're well worth their investment.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, fall is the season when everybody starts to really clean out their garages. You got a lot of stuff in there from the summer season, and you want to get into it, get it organized before you need all that winter stuff. But, you know, once you go through it and you're starting to get rid of things, how do you get rid of the trash that's considered toxic? And what exactly is considered toxic? And some of those might surprise you.
Yeah, for example, paint is considered toxic, even if it's latex. I mean, we put it on the walls of our kids' rooms, right? But most authorities do consider getting rid of extra paint to be toxic, so you can't put paint strippers, car oils, and other chemical waste out with the household trash. Instead, a lot of cities have household waste drop-off sites that are set up especially for the toxic waste. We know it's a hassle, but it's probably better for you and the environment.
Yeah, now another item that's considered toxic is batteries, and the best bet is to check with those big box retail stores by you, where they could offer return to vendor boxes that are made specifically for recycling batteries. And speaking of retailers, old computers, TVs, and other electronics can be dropped off at many national retailers for safe disposal, and some of those include Best Buy and Staples.
Yeah, you know, Best Buy, for example, we checked in with them, and they tell us they collect more than 400 pounds of product for recycling every minute the stores are open.
Wow.
And in 2020, by the end of it, they're going to recycle 2 billion pounds of electronics. So that's amazing. So well done, Best Buy. So don't throw your recyclables, your electronic recyclables out with the trash. Take it to Best Buy or take it to Staples.
You, too, can get in on the Money Pit Home Improvement Fun by giving us a call 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, fall is the perfect time to get your lawn ready for both winter and a bright green spring and summer next year. We're going to share a handy 4-step checklist to help you do just that next.
You live in a money pit.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. The holidays are fast approaching, making now the perfect time to spruce up your bathroom. That's why we're thrilled to be working with RiverbendHome.com for our beautiful bath sweepstakes. You can win from $3,500 in American Standard and Growy fixtures, faucets, and more from RiverbendHome.com.
I love RiverbendHome.com. They have everything from hardware and plumbing fixtures to home decor and lighting.
And I love the styles from American Standard and Growy. They're also well-made and beautiful.
And that's why we call it the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes. To enter, head to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day now through November 12th. Three lucky winners will receive the fixtures and faucets of their choosing from American Standard and Growy at riverbendhome.com.
So what are you waiting for? Enter the Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question, your do-it-yourself dilemma, your decorating challenge. Whatever you'd like to get done, we'd like to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, how would you like to renovate your bathroom with some new beautiful bath fixtures and faucets from American Standard and Growy? Well, you can by entering the RiverbendHome.com Beautiful Bath Sweepstakes at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Now, we're giving away $3,500 in bath faucets, fixtures, and more, all from RiverbendHome.com. You can enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
And I love the way this is set up, because if you post your entries to your social media pages, you can earn bonus entries. So go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes and start entering today.
Carrie in Alaska is dealing with a heating problem. It's cold there. What's going on?
I live off-grid with a battery bank and inverter with a solar and generator backup to recharge batteries. Consequently, I have a full electric house with propane direct vented furnace. My question is, will installing a drop ceiling improve my heating efficiency and lower my propane bill? Because my ceilings are like vaulted at 17 feet and a lot of the heat goes up. So I'm just wondering, basically a 12 by 24 foot area.
So Carrie, what you need to do is to not only put in that drop ceiling, but to put insulation bats above the drop ceiling. If you just put the drop ceiling in, you will not have enough R value in that drop ceiling to do the job you need it to do. So I would build the drop ceiling, and then I would put probably at least 12-inch thick unfaced fiberglass bats on top of it. It should be plenty strong enough to support that. Just stacked end-to-end right above that ceiling. You're going to have to kind of put the frame in, put a couple of ceiling panels in, drop some insulation in, sort of work your way across. But if you were to put that much insulation above the drop ceiling, it will have a huge difference in your heating bill, because right now you're spending most of that money to heat that ceiling cavity, and you've just got to keep the heat lower than that.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I appreciate the help there.
Well, fall is the season to get your lawn ready for the cold winter ahead, so here's a four-step checklist to make sure that your yard is good to go. First of all, keep on mowing that lawn, but never trim more than a third of the grass blades off in a single cutting. Now, this is going to allow for more sun to reach the base of the grass, which prevents brownout in the winter. Letting it grow too high may also attract lawn-damaging field mice. It's okay to put mower blades on the lowest setting for the last two cuts of the season.
Now, next, you want to aerate your lawn. The compressed soil will hurt your grass growth. Aerating punches holes into the soil. It lets in oxygen and water and nutrients get back into the lawn. A couple of ways to do that. You can use a walk-behind aerator, or you can get an attachment that pulls behind a riding mower. And once you get done with the aeration, generally it's a good idea to do a seeding, because seed is inexpensive. It falls in those holes, and it grows really well in the fall. It'll be nice and strong grass as a result next summer.
Now, another good practice is mulching your leaves. Many mowers can mulch the leaves with an attachment, and since mulching with a mower can mix grass clippings with leaf particles, these nitrogen-rich grass particles and carbon-rich leaf particles will compost more quickly. Together, they return nutrients to the soil.
And finally, now is the time to repair any bald spots in your lawn. We had a few to fix this year because the deer were trampling on the lawn. And in the summer, we pretty much, you know, ground that grass right away. So had a bunch to fix. The easiest way to do that is with one of the all-in-one lawn repair mixtures. You can find them at garden shops and home centers. They have the seed and the fertilizer all together. And, like, it looks kind of like clumpy when you get out of the bag. But you can just use a garden rake or dethatcher to scratch the loose soil on the spot and sprinkle them down. And then water them frequently until the grass starts to take hold.
Linda in Rhode Island's on the line and needs some help with winterizing the AC unit. What's going on?
Well, I was wondering if someone could give me this proper procedure to shut down the unit for the winter, because it was not successful last winter. I ended up with a problem when I went to start it up in the spring, so I thought perhaps I had not done something that maybe should have been done that I wasn't aware of.
Probably just bad luck, Linda. You know, when you have an outside central air conditioning compressor, there's really not much to be done in the winter, except that what we generally recommend is that you turn the power off to it, and then you cover the top of it. One thing you don't want to do is cover the sides of it, because you have to let moisture move in and move out. If you completely wrap it up, I've seen people completely wrap them up like a holiday package. Bad idea, because that traps a lot of moisture inside, can cause condensation and corrosion. You really just want to cover the top to kind of keep leaves out. But other than that, you just leave it exposed, and nothing should happen to it as a result of that.
Oh, very good. Well, I certainly will follow that this year, because I did exactly what you said. I wrapped it up like a package, thinking I was protecting it.
And maybe that didn't work out so well. So, yeah, I think you maybe gave it a little bit too much TLC. So just cover the top to stop the leaves from getting in, but leave the sides open so it can air out properly, okay, so it can ventilate properly.
Well, thank you ever so much.
Linda, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, do you got a home reno question? Well, give us a call. That's what we do. We're standing by 24-7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, can you imagine a leak so bad that it can collapse the ceiling of the floor below and pretty much ruin all of the furnishings? Well, it happens a lot, but it can be avoided with a $20 part. Wondering what that part is? We'll tell you after this.
Live in a body pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're so glad we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you with your home improvement projects and your decorating dilemmas. You can call us 24/7 for those answers at 1-888-MONEY-PIT. If we're not in the studio, we'll call you back the next time we are.
We're going to take a post now from Jonathan, who writes, I'm concerned about VOCs when painting my cabinets. Is it okay to use an oil-based primer with a latex paint in order to cut down on the VOCs? Also, if the cabinets I'm painting have laminate sides, do I need to prime those as well?
Okay. So Jonathan is concerned about VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds. They were used a lot more before paint became more environmentally friendly like it is now. I would not be concerned about using it on my kitchen cabinets. And in fact, I would recommend that not only the primer, but the top coat be oil-based or solvent-based, as we call it in the industry, because it's actually a lot tougher than latex. Latex paint is great for a lot of things, but when you try to put it on like a cabinet door or drawer that's going to be open and closed and slammed all the time, you're going to find that it just doesn't take that kind of abuse. I mean, the paint has come a long way. It is not as much of an issue in terms of environmental exposure as it used to be. Of course, you know, choose a nice day for your project, set up a window fan to exhaust room air to the outside, so you have plenty of good areas of ventilation. And also, by the way, if you're doing kitchen cabinets, it's smart to take all the doors and drawers off and do everything separately. It's just a heck of a lot easier. Just be sure you prep the cabinets properly before painting, because that's going to make sure the paint sticks.
But you know what, Jonathan? You can also, at this time, you can change your hinges. You can add a different finish knob. You can add some new hardware. It's really a great chance to sort of give your cabinets an even more extra new look. So get on it.
For the most part, plumbing systems rarely leak. However, one part located just outside the laundry room wall does. It's the rubber hoses that connect the washing machines to the valves. And man, when those hoses break, the leak can be so bad it can collapse the ceiling of the floor below and pretty much ruin all the furnishings. But if you make one change to those hoses, you can save yourself a lot of grief for about $20. Leslie explains in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, now this is a problem that has caused homeowners countless heartaches over the years for one reason. For decades, manufacturers have always shipped new washing machines with rubber hoses. Now the problem is that the rubber wears out, hoses crack, they form blisters, and eventually they break, dumping thousands of gallons of water onto the floor below and below that and below that. I mean, that water can travel.
You are so right.
So the best way to prevent this is to remove your washer's rubber hoses and replace them with stainless steel hoses. Now, these cost about $20, but almost never, ever break. Just shut off the water supply valves and remove and replace the old rubber hoses with stainless. It's a very easy DIY project. Now, if you want to take it one step further, think about adding a single lever shutoff valve to the washer supply line. This way, you can turn the water off between uses. And there's also a number of smart home products available out there that are going to monitor the water flow at your main water valve, and then it can alert you if it detects an unusual event like a water line that's not been shut off or is never shutting off and there's a massive amount of water somewhere in your home. So definitely a good idea to have some of those technologies helping you out at home.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, whether you're a young mom with her hands full or taking care of an aging parent, universally designed products make life so much easier and safer. We're going to share why universal design works for homes and folks of all ages on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump, energized by what he's seeing at rallies, says there's something happening 10 days before Election Day.
There's a spirit for our country. I don't even think you saw this. I mean, I know for a fact you didn't see this 4 years ago, because as good as 4 years ago, that was incredible, the best ever. The best ever. This is much better. This is stronger. This is stronger. This is stronger than it ever was.
Mr. Trump pumping up thousands at Waukesha, Wisconsin, the third campaign rally of the day. He started off in North Carolina, stopped off in Ohio. He'll be back in Wisconsin next week. Joe Biden had a couple of appearances in Pennsylvania. Several sources are reporting Mark Short, the Vice President Pence chief of staff, as well as some other members of the vice presidential inner circle, have tested positive for the coronavirus in the past few days. But they say Mr. Pence and his wife were tested Saturday, and the results came back negative. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski has said she is going to vote to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrat complaints about the speed with which the Senate's considering Barrett's nomination are not legitimate.
Our Democratic colleagues have tried to claim the Senate's process itself
is not legitimate. These claims are supposed to lay groundwork for radical institution-wrecking changes down the road.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are contradicting themselves, like for President Obama's nomination of Merrick Garland.
The contradiction is glaring. The contradiction will be a stain on the leader's forehead and on the entire Republican caucus if it continues.
More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
AstraZeneca says federal regulators are letting it resume testing of its coronavirus vaccine candidate.
Tests on the vaccine were stopped worldwide early last month. A study volunteer in Britain became ill. AstraZeneca says studies have resumed in other countries, and the Food and Drug Administration is now giving the go-ahead. This is one of several coronavirus vaccine candidates in final stage testing. It's common to temporarily stop testing. Researchers want to know whether an illness is a side effect or a coincidence. In this case, the volunteer developed severe neurological symptoms consistent with a rare inflammation of the spinal cord. I'm Ed Donahue.
A final official vote count's given leftist Luis Arce a smashing victory in Bolivia's presidential election, a vindication for the Movement Towards Socialism party of ousted President Evo Morales, who was barred from running. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. NASA's attempt to collect dust from the asteroid Bennu may have been so successful that they jammed the door open. Correspondent Jennifer King explains.
A NASA spacecraft that sucked up rubble from the surface of an asteroid on Tuesday grabbed so much material that the sample container on the end of the robot arm got stuck open, and particles are drifting away in space. Suspecting the mylar flap that forms the collector's lid is wedged open by larger rocks, the team is focusing on stowing the sample in a return capsule where any loose material can be kept safe during the journey back home. OSIRIS-REx is NASA's first asteroid sample return mission. The plan is to bring back carbon-rich material that could help scientists better understand how the planets were formed and how life originated on Earth. The spacecraft's due to leave the vicinity of the asteroid in March and return to Earth in 2023. I'm Jennifer King.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Elsa is getting out of the shower. He should be with us shortly. And then with Douglas Murray, one of the deep thinkers out there, associate editor for The Spectator and author of The Madness of Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity. I saw one of his columns this week, and he said, what's happening in New York, what's happening in this country with the taking down of the statues and with the war on history that we're experiencing, he says it's now happening in England. Lord Nelson, this incredible naval admiral, he is his statue's being taken down. They're arguing about him taking him out of history books, which is unfathomable, unthinkable, and stupid, as well as Winston Churchill. My goodness, what is going on here? And we'll be taking your calls as well. We know this is a real big day. We know that so many of you are pumped up for this election season, pandemic and all. The numbers are stunning. Early voting, with 11 days to go, by absentee ballot is at 28, just about 29 million, 12.2 early voters in person. That's a stunning number. It's 60% of the entire total in 2016. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The vast majority of reporters are completely ignoring it, and that's a scandal in and of itself. Based on the emails that are emerging now, all we have found is verification. We haven't found any discrepancies.
Wow, there you go. Senator Ron Johnson talking about what he's seen with the hunt for the truth when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop. Business dealings, as well as what Joe Biden may have or may not have participated in. Now his business partner has come forward. I'm talking about Hunter business partner has come forward. A decorated military veteran. You're not going to believe what he said.
Number two.
I get that this president wants full credit for the economy he inherited and zero blame for the pandemic that he ignored. But you know what? The job doesn't work that way.
Wow, thanks for that. 2020, closing arguments in full swing as Trump takes to the stump and Joe takes a fourth straight day off. As President Obama swings for the fences in Philly, and judging by the car horns that went off in his car appearance, I guess it was well received.
Number one.
From the time we went to this format starting in 2012, the commission has nothing to say about what the moderators decide will be in the six sections. One of the things that was mentioned that will be in tomorrow night is something on national security and leadership. So it seems to me there is an opening if the president wants to talk about foreign policy.
Wow, fantastic. Or you could do this thing called foreign policy. I'm not sure. Frank Farenkov, always great to us to come on. It was great when he was on with Martha last night. Debate day, the tactics, the topics, the rules, and the best approach for both candidates. The fact and fiction behind the commission and the baffling decision to let moderators pick all the exact same topics from the first debate. And with us right now is one of those moderators, Chris Wallace. Welcome back.
Last time on the Brian Kilmeade Show, would you give up Steve? Would you give up Ainsley? Give up the Brian Kilmeade Show to hitch your wagon, the two of us, Brian and Chris? Give that all up, and I'll give up Fox News Sunday. You and me, an hour.
All right, let's do it. 1-866-408-7669. Will this show work?
Just the two of us.
It would be great.
There's no way in the world that I would watch that show. I would probably break every TV in my house and probably would never watch you again.
I think you and Chris are very good together. I would definitely listen.
Don't team up with Chris Wallace.
Shannon, would you watch?
I would watch anything that you two guys are doing, as long as it's not on at 11 o'clock.
Let's see if this will work.
Now, from Studio 32B, a utility closet tucked away in the sub-basement of Fox News headquarters in New York City.
Because it's the only real estate they would give us.
It's the Brian and Chris Show.
Be involved in a radio show that'll make your life better, which is this one. I'm biased.
I don't actually believe that this is being broadcast anywhere. I think it's just you and me.
We provide the content.
Without Allison Mansfield, you're nothing.
Though that's not right.
What's the matter, Bubby?
This is not the way I should be treated.
I have contempt for you, and I think you basically ignore me, but I don't think we hate each other.
No, we don't.
America's receptive voices.
Now, this is good radio right now.
Is Brian and Chris.
Wow. Do we even have to talk? That's the whole segment.
I was going to say, it's now 10-10 in the East. Anyway, but I not only do I think Brian and Chris show, but I think we found our slogan. We don't hate each other. I think that, you know, that's it.
That's it.
I like it. It works for me.
All right. So, Chris, we'll see what we can do. We'll see if I can get Lorraine involved and she's okay with having you do Monday through Friday instead of working just weekends. We'll see. We'll see if we can pull this off.
She complains a lot about our not going out on Saturday night, so I think she'd be good for it.
All right. So, Chris, can I bring you to something else almost as important, the moderator role? I was shocked to see on the topics, race, you had race, climate change, you had climate change. COVID-19 belongs there. I get it. But national security, leadership, and families, I'm like, you have to put economy and foreign policy in there, don't you?
Well, I did the economy in mine. Look, I can only speak for mine, and since went first this time, and I will say I was a little careful about it. I'll give you an example. I didn't do climate change as a topic for 15 minutes. I purposely did the Trump and Biden record, and in the course of that brought up climate change, but brought up other things as well, because I thought, I mean, I know a lot of people have pushed back. I thought 15 minutes on climate change was going to be a lot, and it tended to favor one candidate over the other. You know, having said this, there was nothing that made me crazier, except for the actual debate itself, which was kind of a train wreck, than people criticizing the topics without knowing what the questions are. So let's see what Kristen Welker does, and let's see what questions she asks and how it goes and whether or not she's allowed to get a word in edgewise, and we'll talk about the debate after it actually happens.
I'm so glad to talk to you about this. So here's an example. I think the mute button's going to work, by the way. I actually think it's a relief for both candidates. Now they say, well, I can't say anything anyway. So it might even relax them to knowing they're going to get their full 2 minutes, number one. Number two is you have the 2 minutes to talk. If they decide, if you ask them a question about the economy, and they decide, well, one thing I want to – if they say to you, Chris, I'd like to go back to what Joe Biden right. just said about race relations, would you interrupt as the moderator and say, no, that's not the question I asked? Or are they allowed to do what Mike Pence did and kind of drag the topic with them within their 2 minutes?
Let's just distinguish here. So each segment, and there are six segments, and each one is 15 minutes.
Yes.
You ask the same question to both of them, and each gets 2 minutes.
Right.
Then there's a free discussion for about 10 minutes where they go back and forth. In the 2 minutes, when I ask my question, and let's say it's about, you say the economy is great, you say the economy stinks, make your case. And now it's Biden's turn, and he says, I want to actually talk about what the president said on something else. It's his 2 minutes, and I would not interrupt. If he did that during the free discussion, I would, you know, to Biden or to Trump, I would say, well, you know, I'd give them a little running room. They're the candidates. I'm the moderator. But I would at some point say, well, you know, that's very interesting that you talked about what your favorite color, but I would like to get back to the economy.
Right. Okay. Interesting, because that when they actually have the free form, that's when it could get rude again, correct?
Yes. Yes, and let me just say this in defense of muting the microphones. The rules that both sides agreed to were when you asked the toss-up question, you know, this sounds like the GE College Bowl. Remember the toss-up question? You're too young. You don't even remember.
I don't remember,
sorry. College Bowl with Alan London. Betty White's husband. Yeah, you know, I promise you there are some listeners here who remember what I'm talking about, us old folks. But in any case, when you – what the hell was I going to say?
It was the old format. That format of that show.
Yes. But in any case, when you ask the toss-up question, they can talk about – I know what it was, the mute button. So when you – the rules that they agreed, when you asked the toss-up question, it was the rule that everybody agreed to was that you get 2 minutes uninterrupted, I get 2 minutes uninterrupted. Now, both of them were starting to interrupt the president more in the 2 minutes that was exclusively for Biden and Biden for Trump. So all they're really doing is enforcing the rule, saying you agree to you wouldn't interrupt. Some of you did interrupt, so we're now going to enforce the rule by muting the button. But during the free discussion, there's no muting of buttons.
Gotcha. So I want to bring it to you. I want to get your assessment of how close have you been following the New York Post story with the laptop dropped off to the Delaware repair shop?
I can't say that I know everything about it, but I know enough about it.
Do you think it's a valid issue? Does anything bother you about the story that makes you think you shouldn't talk about it, run it, or comment on it?
Well, if it were brought to me at first, I wouldn't talk about it until I had investigated it, because there's a lot of stuff that seems sketchy on it. It's out there now. There's no way you cannot talk about it. I understand some of our colleagues in the media aren't talking about it. And I think you do have to be careful, because there's a lot of stuff in here that is sketchy. But I think it's a legitimate issue, and it has to be talked about. And, I think there are two questions here. One, as far as I can tell, and maybe, you probably have looked at it more closely than I have, there are two questions. One, did Joe Biden, the president, the vice president, did he know about Hunter Biden's business dealings? Because he's been on the record saying, I didn't know anything about it. That would seem to be in real jeopardy, that his claim of that. There seems to be a lot of evidence that he did have some knowledge of it. I always thought that was bull anyway. I mean, his son is working for a big company in Ukraine, and he's getting $50,000 a month. He's on the plane going to China, and Biden doesn't know why his son, why Hunter. Hey, Hunter, what are you doing here in Beijing? So I've always thought that was very sketchy, and I think that's absolutely legitimate. The question as to whether or not he benefited, this email about let's save 10% for the big guy. Incidentally, if we do the Brian and Chris show, you are to refer to me only as the big guy going forward.
Well,
okay?
I would say normally yes, but now it's got negative connotations, so I think you should rethink that.
No, I still like it. Nobody has ever called me the big guy in 73 years on this earth. I want to be called the big guy, like I want to be called oligarch. Now, as far as the money's concerned,
can I just help you with this big guy comment? Sources told Fox News that the big guy referenced in this email is Vice President Joe Biden.
I understand. Here's my only concern about that. So according to the computer guy, the fix-it guy, MacIsaac, see, I did know a little about this story. He gave the hard drive that included this email to the FBI in December. Joe Biden is just another candidate running for president at that point. He's not the nominee or anything. So wouldn't you think that the FBI would have launched an investigation at that point into whether or not, because we've seen his tax returns from 2019, and he didn't claim that he got, 10% of whatever the ill-gotten gains were for the big guy. So he would have lied, would have been involved in lying to the IRS and tax evasion. I just find it hard to believe that none of this came out if the FBI had the hard drive and they found anything to it.
Well, a couple of things. The FBI special agent who picked it up and signed it was Joshua Wilson, according to documents that Fox obtained. And you can see a picture of the receipt of the property. You can see a picture of these emails. So they're out there. So Mike Emanuel and some great producers in Washington are verifying as much as they can. And then out came his business partner, who says he's outraged because he was on this deal. He's a decorated veteran, 37 years as an Army intel officer. He's teaming somehow. His name is Tony Bobulinski, and he's teaming with Hunter Biden. He said when he read the Johnson report, 97 pages long, it talked about the millions that they were all getting, and he was totally left in the dark about. He said the American people need to know this, and then I'm going to go back to my anonymous, irrelevant life. That was his self-effacing way.
Good luck with that, because when you put your head above the trench line, nothing bad ever happens. No, I'm not saying that the FBI didn't pick it up. What I'm saying is if the FBI gets a hard drive that indicates that Joe Biden, again, just a Democratic candidate, not the nominee, not that that should make any difference, in December of 2019 was basically involved in money laundering or lying to the FBI, or lying to the IRS, rather, wouldn't you think that this would have come out in the next 10 months? I'm not saying he didn't get the emails. I'm just saying I wonder if they check out.
Chris, I only have a couple of minutes left. This is what bothers me most about it. I think if Trump emphasizes too much and gets in the weeds, people are going to roll their eyes in this pandemic era we're in. I get it. It's not Hillary Clinton emails. I think it should be brought up, leaving the addiction out of it. And I just think that if you're going to say, listen, Joe, are you compromising the Ukraine, Kazakhstan, China, and Romania? That's where these business deals lead, and that could tie you to it. But what bothers me most about all of it is that they blocked the New York Post from putting this out. If you go to retweet this, they freeze your account. You can't find this on Facebook. That, to me, is putting your hand on the scale. That's what bothers me.
I think that's absolutely outrageous. Look, the whole thing may stink. You may find out that, in fact, all of this is true, and then that'll be even worse because, you know, I'm saying if, but clearly for the when this ends up, you know, if you have the sense this is Russian disinformation or this came from a bot, but this was on the front page of a major American paper, the president is talking about it. How can you? This is why I never liked the idea of a mute button in the middle of a debate. That me as the moderator, I'm going to hit a mute button and say, no, I'm not going to let you hear what the president wants to say. I'm sorry, Twitter, and I'm sorry, Facebook. If the president wants to make this an issue, you can't say to the American people, the president wants to talk about it, but we're not going to let you hear it. I completely agree.
So you're against the mute button.
I'm fine with the mute button for the 2 minutes because they're not supposed to interrupt anyway. But, you know, and it was not even an issue before the first debate. But afterwards, people said, well, how about you as the moderator? You have a mute button, and if one guy is interrupting, you can just mute him during the free discussion. I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was a great idea having you on. We'll see where this we'll see where our talk show goes, Chris Wallace.
With sitcom, and just remember, the Brian and Chris show, they don't hate each other.
You got it. Chris Wallace, until the next time.
Yes, sir.
Celebrating 10 years.
Wait, has it really been that long?
As usual, you've made it all about yourself.
It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
Military matters.
The Justice Department charged two ISIS terrorists, former British citizens known as the Beatles, with taking American citizens hostage, resulting in the deaths of James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kosick, and Kayla Mueller. Alexander Cote and Shafe El Sheikh made their first court appearance in Alexandria, Virginia, Wednesday. The Justice Department, alongside the FBI Director, Zach Terwilliger, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, reminded people of the horror of ISIS.
The brutal acts of beheading were captured by the ISIS media propaganda machine.
and disseminated to achieve their aims of jihad.
The U.S. military operation to kill ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last year was named Operation 814, Kayla Mueller's birthday. Last year, some Republican senators urged President Trump to send ISIS fighters to Gitmo. They instead will be tried in federal court. Each faces a maximum sentence of life in prison.
The Islamic State will never have the last word.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. The European Organization for Research and Treatment of Cancer releasing a study recently finding coronavirus pandemic-related causes of breast cancer screenings could result in more women dying from the disease. Many non-essential medical procedures, including cancer screenings, were put on hold at the height of the pandemic. Dr. Elsa Port is the chief of breast surgery with Mount Sinai Health System in New York.
The dangers of delaying screening are many. Number one, women who get mammograms are way more likely to have their breast cancer detected early, and that is associated with a higher cure rate.
Dr. Port adding, those who delay getting mammograms are more likely to have larger tumors, and
he showed that women who get mammograms are much less likely to need chemotherapy.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went. 8 months into this pandemic, cases are rising again across this country. Donald Trump isn't suddenly going to protect all of us. He can't even take the basic steps to protect himself.
Well, he could deliver a good speech, a very clever speech, totally an accurate speech. Yeah, they left a pandemic playbook for the past pandemic, not this one, not an airborne virus, which we weren't even given a heads up on. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about the CDC. I'm talking about this guy that everybody loves, 77-year-old Anthony Fauci. He was caught flat-footed. You could have the biggest book in the world. How do you stop a virus you haven't seen yet, and we still don't know where it came from till this day? And if cases are going up, I say you're right. Guess where else they're going up? Germany. You love Merkel, don't you? Macron. You love Macron. His suits fit great. Boris Johnson, you never were against him. How has he done? Cases are through the roof. They're partially locked down again. You're still blaming the president? Derek, listening on KZRG. Derek.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. Just want to say real quick, thank you for doing what you do, fighting this fight every day. I just want to touch on one thing real quick about the president being divisive. The country was already becoming divided, I believe sharply divided, under Obama. Our conservative values were not being represented, and the country was being steered in a direction from what we want.
Derek, you remember. So nobody else remembers. They think it was the good old days. They weren't the good old days. And when we come back, I'll take some more calls. Also welcome in Douglas Murray. We'll put it all in perspective from a global perspective.
Thank you.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what.
Trump has no political option but to proceed. If he left it open, Biden was going to use it the way Trump used the Scalia seat in 2016, no doubt about it. Also, that's what his voters want, right? Trump's base would not want him to chance losing the seat. They would be very angry with the president if he said, we'll just see what happens. They want this seat.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching.
This is House Call for Health. Seniors who participate in dance-type activities were more likely to avoid falls. This is the finding of a study appearing in JAMA Network Open. Researchers looked at a number of clinical trials involving people aged 65 and older who participated in dance-based activities, including ballroom, folk dancing, and tai chi, which focuses on balance and breathing. They found seniors were about one-third less likely to suffer falls, and they also reduced their risk of falling in the future by 37%. Impaired balance and improper walking techniques have always been an important risk factor for falls among seniors. Dancing can also improve a senior's balance, mobility, and body strength, among other things. Falls are currently the leading cause of accidental death and injury for that segment of the population. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This election day, America is listening to Fox News Radio for complete coverage. Starting at 6 p.m. East, it's The Campaign with Brett Baer and Perino and Steyerwald. I'll tell you what. Followed by live Democracy 2020 coverage led by national correspondent Jared Halpern, political analyst Josh Krausar, and Fox News Radio reporters from around the country, along with Fox News Channel contributors and experts. Download the Fox News app and just click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolden Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I've played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The 4% rule may need to retire before you do. That has been the answer to the question how much investors can withdraw each year from their savings so they don't run out of money in retirement. The rule was developed by a financial advisor in the 1990s after determining even in the worst economic downturns, portfolios containing 50% equities and 50% bonds did not run out of cash for 30 years or more when withdrawals were capped at 4% with annual adjustments for inflation. One reason the 4% rule may not hold up is that people are living longer and 30 years of solvency may not be enough. And the rule also assumes that future market conditions will be no more extreme than historic ones like the Great Depression. However, this year's never-before-seen market conditions could threaten to break the 4% rule. When it comes to retirement planning, you have to address the worst-case scenario. And in today's climate, the 4% withdrawal rate may not be conservative enough. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The problem is the corruption that is absolutely pervasive in the U.S. news media. There are newsrooms all throughout New York and Washington, D.C., where top editors are explicitly saying they do not want this story investigated. And they're being clear that the reason that they don't want it investigated is because they think even if there's corruption that's exposed here, in their view, Trump is worse. And therefore, it would be malfeasance on the part of the media to report corruption on the part of Biden when Trump is so much more corrupt. What they're really saying is they see their role as journalists not as informing the public, to let the public decide which candidate is better and which is worse. They see journalism, the function of it, is to defeat Donald Trump and elect Joe Biden.
Glenn Greenwald from The Intercept, co-founder, liberal writer, leans left, certainly not a Trump fan, just outraged that this New York Post story, which considers not opinion but emails from Hunter Biden that implicates, by almost all accounts now confirmed as of yesterday, with Hunter Biden's partner, that Joe Biden was involved, who's running for president, and people on CNN say it's a Russian disinformation campaign. So-called experts saying the same thing. When it comes to social media, you can't retweet the story without losing control of Twitter or Facebook. This is outrageous. But is it outrageous to Douglas Murray, associate editor for The Spectator and author of a great book, The Madness of Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity? Douglas, I can't believe that the media is conspiring not to do this story.
I'm very good to be with you, Brian. I can't believe it either. I can't believe I agree with Glenn Greenwald, by the way.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that there is now having to emerge a coalition of people across right and left who are simply and rightly outraged by the fact that the tech companies seem to think that it is their job to decide how the American election goes. It's a scandal. It's a huge scandal. And they don't seem to mind. The power of big tech is something that some of us have warned about for years. They've had far too much power for years. But even those of us who are warning about that, I think, didn't ever reckon that in the 2020 election, big tech will be trying to make the call itself.
And they're trying to tell us what to learn. So I wouldn't mind debating the story, saying these emails mean this, and what do you mean by the big guy is Vice President Biden? I never thought we'd be saying I'm ignoring the story about somebody who wants to be the most important person in the free world, and how dare you bring it up as Russian disinformation when the DNI, just the Department of Justice, and now the FBI all agree it's not Russian disinformation. Douglas, that's right. I never thought we'd get to this place before.
No, it's an exceptionally dangerous moment in American history because, you know, we've had disagreements before in America. Of course we have. Across the aisle, different papers, you know, broadly speaking, speak to different political constituencies. That's all very familiar. We know how to deal with that. But we had, first of all, common space in which to talk. You know, we had common space to agree on and disagree on things. The dinner table didn't used to be the war zone it's become in American life. And there's a reason for that, which is that the tech companies have a financial interest in division. They've been stoking it for years. I write about it in The Madness of Crowds, the way in which they deliberately, as part of their policy to make money, divide America. But to then come to this stage where, you know, it's not like the New York Post is some kind of, you know, new bot on Twitter, you know, that no one knows what it is. It's not like it's something that, you know, it's easy to deride as being something that may have been made up by some spooky Russian agent only yesterday. It's America's most venerable and oldest running paper, founded by Alexander Hamilton. The idea, the audacity of the tech companies in trying to not just push the New York Post to the sides of public life, but to try to disappear the New York Post. And that's what it is. As you say, people posting links to the New York Post are finding their Twitter accounts suspended, their Facebook accounts suspended. So it's not just that we can't, you know, you may agree with this, I may agree with that. It's not, they're not even allowing us to do that anymore. Big tech is telling us there's only one answer to everything. There's only one stream of information you can get, and that's because there's only one way you can vote next month.
Douglas, we had Neil Ferguson on. He's at Hoover. He wrote a book predicting there'll be hell to pay for the Trump team when he goes for re-election because they feel responsible for the fact he was elected first because they mastered Facebook, and they got it out, and we know that. And they said, even though their business model is make the most money, they would sacrifice users. They would sacrifice to a degree, Republicans and conservatives specifically, in order to get Joe Biden and the left elected. Does that sound, make sense to you in a capitalist economy?
Well, here's the thing. It's absent. Neil Ferguson is completely right that they seem to think that they were responsible for 2016. By the way, the country that both Neil and I were born in, the United Kingdom, we've had exactly the same claim about the Brexit vote. The social media companies thought that the Brexit vote had come about because they had been manipulated and they couldn't bear it. And yes, it's the same in America. They think we were responsible for the election of Donald Trump. No, it's a fundamental mistake by these arrogant companies. They didn't elect Donald Trump. The American people elected Donald Trump, and they did so fairly in a free election. And in the same way, the British public voted to leave the European Union. It wasn't because big tech told them to, but big tech thought that they had some responsibilities. Absolutely true. They have spent the last 4 years wringing their hands, thinking, we are responsible for Donald Trump being elected. And so now they have to counter it, they believe. It's the most anti-democratic thing imaginable. You know, we've known for all our lifetimes, there have been rows about the media, media companies. This company, this owner's got too many papers. That owner's got too much. And all the time, the biggest monopolies ever sidled through, put themselves at the center of public life, and now in 2020 have the audacity to think that they can dictate the American election.
It's unbelievable. But Douglas, I also read a column of yours that struck me, and I've been seeing this but not seeing it up close. So the whole taking down a statue from Frederick Douglass to Abraham Lincoln, which is just unthinkable because Frederick Douglass, an escaped slave who helped make sure that Lincoln and he worked together to bring this country back together before and after the Civil War, he gets his statue taken down. Lincoln gets his statue taken down. Washington gets schools no longer named for him. And you said what happens in America is happening in England. They're defiling Winston Churchill's statue and Lord Nelson. How did we start this, and why did it continue over in England?
It's a fascinating subject, and I've been thinking about it a lot. I've been touring around America all this month, seeing the current state of the country. And I just spent the last week in the hub of all of this in Portland, Oregon. And I can tell you what you see there is a little glimpse of what's to come for all of us if we go down the route that some of the left want us to go down. You know, there isn't a statue left on a plinth in Oregon. A tour of Portland these days is a tour of empty plinths with nothing on it. They pulled down Abraham Lincoln a couple of weeks ago. Abraham Lincoln.
I know.
It's just outrageous. You know, I spoke to a local. I said, what do you think about this? He said, I guess what goes up is what comes down. So how can people be so blithe about their history? And yes, this ahistorical, anti-American stuff has been washing across the Atlantic. It washes across everywhere. You know, American culture has so much great stuff to be said about it. America has given so much to the world in culture, as in everything else. But one thing the world could do without, I can tell you, is the export of this far-left idea that everyone who lived before 2020 doesn't quite make it for us. You know, they've disappointed us. They don't live up to our current standards. We find that not everyone who's dead was on board with gay marriage, you know, 300 years ahead of the legislation. You know, not everybody who's had a statue put up with them has absolutely the views that we have today in America about civil rights, equality, and much more. And these reprehensible brats in American life, night after night, set out and they haul down American history. And all the time, the question in my mind, in recent days in particular, as I've gone to see these mad so-called anti-fascist, actually fascist crowds parading through American cities and taunting your law enforcement and provoking your law enforcement. All the time I've had the same thought, which is what the hell happened to the adults? Why have the adults not stopped these kids tearing down portions of your country?
Well, it's going to run rampant. He might be the president, President Trump, but it's these liberal cities that say, yeah, let people sound out because of America's racist past, which is is as disturbing in so many fashions. So I'm watching Shelby Steele's documentary about Storm Ferguson, what happened to Michael Brown in Ferguson. He brings us right up to George Floyd. And he said when he was protesting in the 60s, it was to get America, to let black America in. What they're doing now, and I'll paraphrase it, is saying that we don't want in, we want to change it, we want to burn it down. And he says that's right. Why he cannot accept this movement.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I marched with so-called Antifa undercover. I went to two of their demonstrations in the last few days in Portland.
Wait a second. You couldn't have. That's an ideology. That's not a thing.
Yeah, I spoke to a local restaurant owner, one of the very few brave people who's dared to open a business in that benighted liberal city in the last few months. And there was this business owner. He's a black man, as it happens. He's a terrific guy. He's a patriot of the United States. He's got pictures on the walls of first responders. And he has bullets through his windows. He has bullet holes in his windows because he has posters of first responders in America.
Unbelievable.
Because he's a patriotic American. He said to me the other day, an ideology did not fire those bullets through the window alone. And that's the problem. From the top of the Democratic Party, there is an excuse for these fascists pretending to be anti-fascists firing bullets at black-owned businesses like everything else they don't like.
Here's Jason Whitlock sat down with the president yesterday and talked about black America and how they are reaching out to African-American men. Cut 41.
I think there's some clear momentum for President Trump, particularly, I think, with black men. I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump, that we didn't celebrate him in hip-hop music for decades, that he wasn't friends with countless black athletes, entertainers, celebrities. Look, in a part of this interview that will air in full tonight on OutKick, he mentioned that at one point he and Jesse Jackson were friends. And that he's like, Jesse Jackson may still say positive things about me. So there's been a charade, I think, particularly among black men, pretending that they don't have something in common with President Trump, and that facade is starting to end.
So that gives me hope, because I have no interest in one party representing one ethnic group, and the Republicans have been terrible trying to reach out to the black community, and I think this president's different in that way. Do you think it'll show up in Election Day?
It's possible. I've spoken to a couple of activists in the States who have been trying to lead this effort in making sure that the black vote for Trump goes up in this election. And they assure me there's all sorts of stuff still to come, which is very interesting to see. They reeled off a whole set of people who are meant to be coming out for him in the coming days. It certainly would make sense because, after all, unless you imbibe the liberal media, which keeps on telling you that there's only one way to vote, just like big tech tells you there's only one way to vote, then of course the black population in this country would, like all other populations, be diverse in its voting habits. And of course a portion of the population is going to say, you know, Donald Trump's the candidate for me. He's an aspirational figure. He actually wants to address things like violence in the inner cities. I mean, all the time that the left's been talking about, you know, their obsession with historical injustice. You see murder rates doubling every week in a city like Chicago. You know, it may well be that a larger number of black people at this election in America say, actually, we do want to vote for the guy who is focused on the real effort to bring down, you know, black-on-black violence, among much else. And there's no reason why they wouldn't. And what's best is that more and more people have been noticing that the liberal media and indeed the top of the Democratic Party have been lying to them about the idea that if you're black, there's only one way to vote. I mean, that is just another of these scandals in American life. Absolutely. People should vote whichever way they want, irrespective of their skin color.
Absolutely.
And the racist idea otherwise is one that in recent years has solely been pushed by the Democratic Party.
Douglas Murray, I always learn something when you're on. I saw you on Fox and Friends Weekend, too. Thanks so much for your time. It's going to be an interesting debate tonight. And, of course,
sure
a great
is.
Election next week. Douglas Murray, thank you.
Great pleasure.
And you can follow him at Douglas K. Murray on Twitter. When we come back, I'll take some of your calls, 1-866-408-7669. From Election Day to Debate Day, we have it all.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting Fixer to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting Fixer to 321-321. That's F-I-X-E-R to 321-321. Text Fixer to 321-321.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grandfather from Alabama with some heartwarming words to all families makes today's Dean's List. 72-year-old Randy Long was cleaning out his garage when he came across a bucket of baseballs he used to throw with his son and his grandson. Realizing the kids around his neighborhood could get some use out of them, he took them to a local batting cage and left them with a beautiful note addressed to whomever found them. It said, "Hope someone can use some of these baseballs in the batting cages. I pitched them to my son and grandson for countless rounds. My son is 46 years old, and my grandson is now 23 years old. I'm 72, and what I wouldn't give to pitch a couple of buckets to them. They have both moved away. If you're a father, cherish these times. You won't believe how quickly they will be gone." Randy's grandson, Ethan, tweeted about his grandpa's generous gesture. He never expected the post to go viral. Randy, you're awesome, and our most valuable player today. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor Ewan McGregor and best friend Charlie Borman, who's saddled back up for another motorcycle road trip in the new Apple TV Plus series, Long Way Up. The motorbike enthusiasts have taken similar road trips, chronicling their travels from London to New York in 2004's Long Way Round and from Scotland to South Africa in 2007's Long Way Down. Before their latest adventure, the two best friends travel 13,000 miles over 100 days from Argentina to the U.S., riding electric Harley Davidson.
Neither of us had ridden electric motorcycles before, not any great distance anyway. We discovered that when the temperature is very low, the batteries perform less well, and once they got warmer, they perform much better.
Despite technological challenges that come with using electric bikes, exploring new territories and meeting new people made the trip worth it.
There were so many cultural differences heading up towards Central America. Everything changes, and that's what's so lovely about traveling. Every time you get to a border and you cross over, everything changes.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
From his mouth to to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, the Senate's confirmed, committee anyway, the Judiciary Committee has confirmed Amy Coney Barrett, and she is going to be going to the floor next week, and she'll be the next Supreme Court Justice. Democrats did not show up. Pictures of people needing health care. They thought that was more effective. They are angry. I understand it. But it's a popular move for the Republicans. At first, I thought there's no way they're going to fill that seat. Then I thought it's going to be unpopular. I don't blame them for filling the seat. I think after you see her, people wanted that seat filled by her. Richard, listen, I think most, let's say Republicans and independents. Richard, living in Montreal. Hey, Richard.
Hi, Brian. Mike Emanuel just broke news here in a text message. Tony Bobulinski is warned by business partner James Gilliard. Don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you that, but they are paranoid, which I'm told is a reference to Joe Biden. So that just broke just now, and Donald Trump Jr. just tweeted out an expletive, holy, you know what.
Well, wait a second. I did not, you know what, I'm embarrassed. It's my company, and I missed that. You're saying that Mike Emanuel tweeted out a text message that was sent to him that don't bring up Joe?
Yes, 39 minutes ago, Mike Emanuel tweeted that out, and Donald Trump Jr. Responded 16 minutes ago.
And Mike Bobulinski is the guy, the decorated military veteran that somehow partnered with Hunter on this Chinese deal. He also has deals with Kazakhstan, Romania, and, of course, the Ukraine, which started this whole thing. And can you imagine, Richard, how different maybe the impeachment would have been if when that FBI laptop was handed over to the FBI, if that was part of the impeachment process, as Nancy Pelosi took 45 days to actually have the impeachment vote through the holidays. Remember that? Think about how that would have changed things had this been out there and people saw how questionable the deals he was actually doing, let alone what you may or may not have liked what the president did. Thanks for that, Richard. We're looking into it. John, listening in California. John.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I just wanted to make the point that, you know, I was watching the news this morning and just putting it all together, and it's just funny to me how Biden, you know, stays at home under the guise of wanting to study up for the debate. But honestly, I mean, he's got Obama doing his bidding for him. He doesn't show up. He's also got
Kamala Harris had a small appearance yesterday where she just left time to call the president a racist.
Yeah, he's got all these people doing this. He's got the big tech, which I'm here in Northern California. He's got big tech sitting there saying, you know what, we're just going to ignore the stories.
It's amazing. I can't believe it. I think the American people got to be resentful of that. And, well, you know, Glenn Greenwald is a liberal guy, and he's upset.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020 as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLP.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. A spokesman says Vice President Mike Pence will continue with his aggressive campaign schedule after his chief of staff, Mark Short, tested positive for the coronavirus Saturday. Mr. Pence and his wife, Karen, both tested negative, and they remain in good health. Short is Pence's closest aide, and the vice president is considered a close contact under the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. President Trump says his campaign has accomplished more than any administration during the same time period.
They don't even question. We have done more in the first 3.5 years than any administration has done. It's true. When you look at everything.
The president made his comments in the middle of a three-state campaign sweep Saturday, starting out in North Carolina, went to Ohio, then Wisconsin. He'll be back in that state next week. Meanwhile, Joe Biden at a rally in Bristol, Pennsylvania, said if elected, he'll work for all Americans, including supporters of President Trump, and then called them out.
I'll work as hard for those who don't support me as those who do, including those chumps with the microphone out there.
Biden will travel to Warm Springs, Georgia next week, making a late push in a state that hasn't voted Democratic for president since 1992. A Colorado wildfire that exploded in size this week forced nearby evacuations and closed Rocky Mountain National Park has become the second largest fire in state history. Grand County Sheriff Brett Schotenlit says there have been a lot of structural damage from the expanding fire.
It's very, very tough to get an assessment. And literally, as I hear radio traffic as I'm coming in here from my crews in the field, an area that we thought was pretty good the other day, we're now seeing fire in. And so fires close to houses, fires close to our roadways.
Mecklenburg County, North Carolina health officials ordered the United House of Prayer for All People to close all of its buildings because the church has not cooperated with efforts to stem the coronavirus's spread. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A police force in England says it will try to stop people from leaving Wales, which has started a 17-day lockdown to slow a surging rate of coronavirus infections.
The Gloucestershire Police Force will patrol routes from Wales and pull over drivers they believe are making long journeys. Travellers without a good excuse will be asked to turn around. The department says if they don't comply, officers will inform their Welsh counterparts so they can take action because Gloucestershire Police don't have the authority to fine people travelling from Wales. The situation illustrates the patchwork of coronavirus restrictions imposed by authorities throughout the UK, which has Europe's deadliest coronavirus numbers. Zaria Shackley, London.
Several teenagers spray-painted graffiti on a piece of art outside one of Berlin's most famous museums on the city's Museum Island. They were smeared with an oily liquid earlier this month. More at townhall.com. Costco selling coronavirus saliva test kits online.
The saliva tests are administered by telemedicine platform Azova and cost $130 for just the test kit or $140 for the test kit with a video observation. People who buy the $130 test kit are expected to get their results within 24 to 72 hours after the lab receives their kit. Those who buy the more expensive test can expect their results within 24 to 48 hours from when the kit gets to the lab. According to the product pages, the tests are authorized by the FDA under the Emergency Use Act. Patrick Frost reporting.
The Trump administration giving a green light to Delta Airlines and Canada's WestJet to work together in setting schedules and prices In return, the airlines surrender some of their takeoff and landing rights at New York's LaGuardia Airport. It's all in an attempt to try to spur some air travel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. We have a huge show for you this hour. We're going to be joined by Geraldo Rivera in just a moment, and then Governor Chris Christie in about 35 minutes, and then we'll take your calls in between. I can just imagine what it would be like. I feel so fortunate because I get to do this for a living, but so many people are as into this election cycle as I am. Usually I would be, people would ask me, hey, how's it going? Well, we're doing a lot of politics. Oh, really? How's it going at work? They know. Everybody knows. Everybody was watching that debate last night. Everyone was watching the first debate. Everybody knows about the election cycle, the laptop from Hunter and the I can't believe how many people know exactly what's going on. So therefore, I want to give time for you to talk about what you observed from last night. Moderator, much more effective. Both presidential candidates were much more attentive. And for Donald Trump, I believe it was the best debate he ever had. Which was astounding is that Joe Biden used New York as an example, essentially, of how to handle the coronavirus. Really? We lead the world, I think, in state deaths, read the country in state deaths, and I think per capita anywhere else. And in an effort to bend the curve, we bent it so effectively, we destroyed the entire city. And it stays flat on its back. And what are they using for tax revenue? Waiting for Joe Biden to win so they can get a big check. Don't stop holding your breath, please. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden.
Former Penn State wrestler turned U.S. Marine Tony Bobulinski talking yesterday about his partnership with Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Hunter Heat is turning up as his former partner now. A Marine comes with facts, comes with emails, comes with text messages, and comes with meeting Joe Biden face-to-face on business deals. Nicknamed the big guy. What do we now know after watching that debate last night, and why do so many media outlets decide to skip it and mischaracterize it?
Number two.
Let Biden hang himself with his own liberal, typical politician words. And that's what the president did very artfully tonight.
Ari Fleischer, sometimes a hard critic of the president, not last night, analyzing the Belmont bash. Who scored, who didn't, and who has a lot of explaining to do today on what? I want your takeaways of the 90-minute sparring session.
Number one.
I'm the least racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history.
Abraham Lincoln, where did that come in? I mean,
you said you're Abraham Lincoln.
No, where did that? No.
You said
I said not since Abraham Lincoln.
It kind of sucks when somebody's trying to put you down and you're trying to put that person down and he doesn't even understand where you're coming from. It fell flat, Joe. 11 days until D-Day last night was the last of the debates. We learned a lot. The moderator was good, the topics were terrible, and the performance was strong, especially for the president. Trump was simply better on what, and now I want to know what happens next. Here's what I believe, and I'm going to bring this right to Geraldo. Geraldo, I think the president did good enough. And he was already closing in Pennsylvania, ahead in Ohio, and 1 point in the last poll I saw of Northern University of Northern Florida. In Florida, he was down by one, which means virtually he's up. I think there was enough there that's going to get Joe Biden forced to actually campaign for this. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about what will do vis-a-vis Biden getting out of the basement in Delaware, but I do feel that the president survived a very close near-death experience with his candidacy after that first debacle, where, as I said this morning on Fox and Friends, he was Godzilla. What people want is The Rock. They want a strong, tough president, but they don't want someone who's irrational and interrupting and rude and all the rest of it. And I thought that the president, his demeanor, the substance of his arguments, the admissions he got Biden to make about fracking and the oil industry and so forth, I thought that Joe Biden was really rattled, and I think the reason he was rattled is what you alluded to with the computer and all the rest of that is the first time that we see a diminution, a shade, a shadow over Biden and his character argument that he's squeaky clean and his family has never profited from his time in office. It seems to be coming unraveled if people believe it, and if the various people who hold this evidence, release it all to the public where we can sort it out and make the judgment ourselves, Brian.
What we know already is pretty compelling. And what we know already is a laptop was dropped off by Hunter Biden. How do we know? We saw it signed off with his signature. What I would have done is just say, Joe, is this your son's signature? Because please tell me if the Russians forged his name or not. And please tell me, is that his laptop? Yes. Do you know this Delaware repair station? No, I never heard of it. Fine. Do you know that it was given to the FBI on December 13th? Here's the other piece of paper. The FBI signed it out, looked at it. And do you know that these emails, nothing to do with Rudy Giuliani, were out by the guy who owns the place? And it was December in which they were exposed, and they're just coming out now. And now, an hour ago, Joe, a Marine came out and said, I was so disillusioned by the way Hunter was using our investment as his own personal piggy bank after reading Ron Johnson's report, I had to come out and tell everyone that Joe did know all about this venture, and they did meet one-on-one. There's a lot there. But the response of the other media outlets is that it's a smear campaign.
Well, that's the most important point. It is, yes, this is damning information potentially. Yes, this will diminish Joe Biden potentially. But if we are only talking to ourselves about it, if it never hits the front page of the New York Times,
it hasn't,
and the Washington Post, and the CBS and ABC and NBC evening newscasts, then it's like a tree falling in the forest. Nobody will hear it. No one will see it. And the question is whether in 11 days the conservative media and the Republican Party and the candidacy of Donald Trump can get this information out there so it penetrates into the people who have not yet voted. So they can understand exactly what is happening here. The president of the United States was impeached on phony charges having, tangentially to do with this. This is the real Ukraine story, not the one that they went after the president and ruined his reputation and put this historic black mark against him. This is real now, but can we get the message out? Can we get the information out so that it sinks in and affects people and their voting, Brian?
Let's hear what with ABC, MSNBC, CNN said. Cut six.
Talking about the Biden's personal corruption, a little bit about Hunter Biden. Most of those charges unverified.
Charges so heinous, I'm not even going to say them. Just nonsense with no evidence, just completely made up.
Complete fabrications and falsehoods, has very little evidence behind it.
The nastiest, ugliest smear campaigns online in the history of American politics, and it's a desperation move.
If you didn't follow it closely, you probably don't quite understand what the hit is.
If you're not immersed in right-wing media,
and we're cable hosts, and we're cable Americans,
did.
And we don't know the details.
They were like, what are they talking about? I don't know. Some laptop.
No one knows the details of these conspiracy theories.
That's how they covered it. They really think there's nothing there. They say it's a smear campaign. It's the lowest thing ever. You hear Jake Tapper? There's nothing there. He's not curious about a Marine that comes forward. Remember Colonel Vindman? He's to be respected. He served in the military. This guy serves in the military. He comes out, is asked to work with the Bidens, sees what he thinks is poor behavior and waste of money, and thinks it's influence peddling, chose to get out, kept his mouth shut until he found out he's been stabbed in the back by these guys.
This could be the salvation of the Trump candidacy, but the information has to get out there, and the question is whether we can shout loud enough with enough specifics that it will become not undeniable necessarily, but unavoidable. And if that happens, I think that the president has a chance. Still a long shot. But I believe that the polls by the end of today will show him closing the gap, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do an effective snap poll in this. I think it's all going to be advocacy, like CNN did a poll and Joe Biden did better.
I don't trust those polls.
Right, absolutely. So, and I think that the president of the United States, all he wants is the door open. And now he's rolling that tape because Joe Biden dared him on fracking. I never said I banned fracking, rolled the tape. It rolled in his live event in Pennsylvania the other day. I can't believe Joe Biden missed it. He had audio video for his live audience, the president, on Joe Biden flipping on fracking.
Well, I get it. You get it. The pundits all understand it. The question is whether it will affect the voters. There are, you need to affect the opinion of about 10 million people out there who are going to vote. Because that's the margin in the battleground states particularly. I think in Pennsylvania, he might eke it out. If he does, in the Keystone State, I think he'll be reelected. I think Ohio will go for Trump as well. Florida also, I believe, will go for Trump. I think the Carolinas will stay red states. But the key now and the imperative, the moral, political, practical imperative is to get the word out about what exactly Hunter Biden did in his father's name. And and another mystery I have is if the FBI has signed this computer out these many months ago, who's been checking out this information in the FBI? Or did they bury it? Did they let Strzok take it home to look at with Lisa Page? I mean, what have they done? What has the DOJ done with this information? Why have we only now learned of it, Brian? It seems to me, I hope it's not a day late and a dollar short, Brian.
I do, but I mean, for the president said, listen, this Tony Bobulinski, he goes, you want to come out to the debate? He goes, yeah, I'll have a press conference. He does. Today he goes to see Ron Johnson. And what happens is I think a lot of the beat reporters do ask the questions, not all of them. Remember, Joe Biden snapped at a CBS reporter that asked that question. And
a CBS local reporter it was.
Good point, but he said you always ask that, and I'm sure he doesn't. But remember, likes to tell people that ask him challenging questions, don't vote for me. And that was so long ago. But now we're going to see that if he has to get out and earn this, if he hears the polls are closing so he's got to go out again, I'd be very curious to see how this is played. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham's been friends with the Bidens and is shocked, I know on a good source, that this is taking place. He said this yesterday with Sean, Cut 48.
Hunter Biden monetized the vice presidency. Hunter Biden's business partner is not a Russian plant. There is no reason to believe that Hunter Biden's business partner made this up. He's got the evidence. Will the media look at it? I don't know.
And that's where we stand. But races, too.
Well, I think that he'll do okay. I think that I think people will go back to their homes in the next week or so if they haven't voted already, which is a big key because almost 50 million people have already voted of the 160 million that hopefully will vote. But this is very frustrating. It's like shouting in the wind on my sailboat, and no one can hear you. It is, you know, so late in the game. I wish that it was the kind of, incident that could have been probed with professionals forensically going through and checking out and cross-checking and bank accounts and payments made and so forth, following the money. But that takes time. I believe that ultimately we will learn the truth, but it won't be yet. In some ways, this reminds me of the Watergate burglaries in 1972. The Nixon campaign was cruising toward re-election. This came up. The Watergate came up, but it was too late to affect the 72 election. This may be that also. A big deal. Really a black mark on the Biden candidacy, but too late in the game to alter the election, Brian. So, I think that that's the issue.
Well, we'll see. It adds to him. Remember, he said, look at us, decide who you want to trust to lead us. Well, the guy that got caught plagiarizing, the guy that lied about his rank in class, the guy that blew up in 2008. But I want you to hear Tony Kovalinsky. He came out yesterday, and this is probably one of the most damning things he said, and this is the business partner of Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joe Biden. Cut 43.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
Oops. Are we going to believe him?
Well, let's see what proof he has. I mean, the question is, I always said, in the week this story has been a courant, I said, there's only two questions at this preliminary stage. Is this really Hunter Biden's computer? Are these texts and emails unaltered? Are they legit? If the answer to those two questions are yes, then I think the president really has an issue that he should flog every day, all day, raise all the money he needs to get this message out, make it simple. Is character the issue? Joe Biden looks at the camera and he says, character is the issue. Well, if that is so, then how good character do you explain this obvious rot in your family and in your business life, perhaps, following the money? Where did the money go? Did it be is it a fence in somebody's house? Is it an indoor pool? Is it, you know, blah, 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 the new car? I think that these questions now have to be pursued by the Department of Justice, the FBI, and reporters helping and getting information and leaking it and so forth. But in 11 days, that's not practical. I just hope that people become open-minded or more open-minded or go back to where they were prior to, all of the slanders against President Trump. And, but it's going to be it's late. Brian, it's late. Going back to that.
I know.
Is there enough time?
I think there is. Listen, Geraldo, we'll talk to you along the way. Thanks so much.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Go vote. Meanwhile, we're going to have calls when we come back. 1-866-408-7669. You'll listen to Brian Kilmeade Show. Governor Christie, bottom of the hour.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade. Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary two-week sample by texting FIXER to 321-321 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing it at GNC. But you can only get your sample by texting FIXER to 321-321. That's FIXER to 321-321. Text FIXER to 321-321.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited.
Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne and Partners, LLP.
Getting back to school.
I would love to come back to teaching, and I would love to teach right now. I just don't think that conditions are right.
Ruben Miranda has taught elementary school music for almost 7 years, but now he's resigning to protect his health.
The amount of students I was seeing, the lack of safety precautions, the fact that we were rushing into everything so quickly without a real clear plan, and there were so many unanswered questions.
Arizona was short on teachers even before the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association's latest survey, 751 teachers severed employment this year, with 326 of them citing COVID-19 as the primary reason. Shortly after being elected almost 2 years ago, Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman created a recruitment and retention team to try to address the ongoing shortage. They're currently working with local economic partners to attract new teachers.
It feels like we were taking a step forward, and now it feels like three steps backward.
School officials here say they're expecting more teachers to resign within the next month. Getting back to school, Stephanie Bennett, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Two Americans and a British-born scientist take home the Nobel Prize for Medicine Monday.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2020 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Harvey J. Alter, Michael Horton, and Charles M. Rice for the discovery of hepatitis C virus.
Hepatitis C virus is a major source of liver disease that affects millions worldwide. Scientists noted the Medicine Prize has particular significance this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, which highlighted the importance that medical research has for economies around the world. The Nobel Committee announcing the award Monday says their work dating back to the 1970s and 80s has helped save millions of lives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headlines Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Doug is listening to WHIO in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Doug, what'd you think last night?
I thought President Trump did an awesome job. I thought that the end of it, when Biden said he was going to get rid of the oil industry,
yep, was
a slam dunk for President Trump. I think there's a lot more that's not being mentioned, even though I'm in a swing state. A lot of industries in this country are going to be affected by Biden's policies, future policies. Hopefully they don't happen. I just think that he really stepped in it big time.
Yeah, and he seemed proud to do it, and the president was so smart to listen and make him underline it. Doug, thank you. Well, Nick in Oklahoma. Nick.
Hey, what's going on, Brian?
What did you think last night?
Well, the back end of the debate is what I caught, but I think Trump went ahead and played his hand pretty well. And, you know, Biden stuttering and stammering all over the place. But, you know, Trump said it best. He's an outsider that came into the political arena. And basically, you know, he's breaking up the political machine and how they used to do stuff. And Biden wants to stay in that. He wants to continue to, you know, do the promise and not deliver game. And that's basically what Trump is doing. And I agree totally with, you know, your summation of the whole debate that Trump did a great job. Biden's got a lot to answer for.
And he's going to make him work for it. He's got to go out and campaign. And that's when the wheels come off. It's like having a team that's known for controlling the ball, but they suddenly have to pass when they find themselves behind. That's who's going to be. Chris Christie next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This election day, America is listening to Fox News Radio for complete coverage. Starting at 6 p.m. East, it's The Campaign with Brett Baer and Perino and Steierwalt. I'll Tell You What, followed by live Democracy 2020 coverage led by national correspondent Jared Halpern, political analyst Josh Krausar, and Fox News Radio reporters from around the country, along with Fox News Channel contributors and experts. Download the Fox News app and just click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Campaign with Brett Baer.
Anchor of The Daily Briefing, co-host of The Five, Dana Perino.
Remember you heard narratives all along that President Trump didn't really want to win, or maybe he was going to drop out. I never believed that. Like, he absolutely wants to win. He wants to win re-election so much that he announced his re-election effort on his first inauguration day. I think Joe Biden wants to win-ish. You just wonder, like, is the fire in the belly? Is the hunger really there?
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
We're a nation founded on principles, on freedom.
With leaders who've changed the course of human civilization.
When we take part in democracy,
we control our destiny.
We exercise our rights and hold our leaders accountable.
And we always speak our mind.
We may be separated by issues,
but we're united by a common truth.
America's ultimate power lies in her people.
Democracy 2020. It's in your hands. Fox News. America is watching. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This election day, America is listening to Fox News Radio for complete coverage. Starting at 6 p.m. East, it's The Campaign with Brett Baer and Perino and Steierwalt. I'll Tell You What, followed by live Democracy 2020 coverage led by national correspondent Jared Halpern, political analyst Josh Krausar, and Fox News Radio reporters from around the country, along with Fox News Channel contributors and experts. Download the Fox News app and just click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country. If our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe, the 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk. Military Matters.
While just 8 members of the U.S. military have died from the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic, new statistics from the Pentagon show an unusual spike in suicides that began this spring and coincided with the lockdowns. Overall, military suicides are up 20% this year. The Army reports a 30% spike. 7 years ago, Staff Sergeant Alan Thomas of the 82nd Airborne Division died by suicide after 3 combat tours. He suffered a flashback and killed 2 of his neighbors and their dog before turning the weapon on himself, leaving behind a wife and 2 daughters. His wife, Danica Thomas, now works to prevent veteran suicides with the Independence Fund. She blames a spike in suicides on the lockdowns.
We are isolated in our homes, and I think that it's taking a toll on our veterans greatly because they don't feel like they can go out and they don't feel like they can reach out, and they just are essentially in their four walls. And so I think that the spike is coming from their isolation.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You keep talking about all these things you're going to do, and you're going to do this, but you were there just a short time ago, and you guys did nothing.
We did.
You know, Joe, I ran because of you. I ran because of Barack Obama, because you did a poor job. If I thought you did a good job, I would have never run. I ran because of you. I'm looking at you now. You're a politician. I ran because of you.
And that was President Trump really in control, where he was hot. He could have said the best thing in the world, but people just were upset about his demeanor, and they were both rude to each other. What about this time? Governor Chris Christie has helped the president before getting ready for debates, knows him as well as anybody in politics, and joins us now. Chris, welcome back, Governor.
Happy to be back, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah, first, before we talk about the debate, your health, how close are you to 100%?
Yeah, probably about 85%. I still have some fatigue left over is the symptom that's really left, and the doctors tell me that can take a bit of time to resolve, but I feel very fortunate, Brian. I'm much, much better than I was 3 weeks ago.
Were you worried?
Sure. Yeah.
Just absolutely. When you tested positive, or were you feeling the symptoms before the test?
I was feeling the symptoms before the test. The test really confirmed something that, you know, and it came very quickly, Brian. You know, the presidential debate was on Tuesday. By Friday, I started to feel symptoms, and on Saturday afternoon, I was in the hospital.
And you put yourself in, or did you call your doctor and say, hey?
No, I called my doctor, and we went over my history and my symptoms, and he said, we want you in the hospital right now.
You know how you got it?
I'm sure I got it at the White House, Brian. I don't know from whom, but I'm confident I got it at the White House, and I'm confident I got it during debate prep. Because the Amy Coney Barrett event was on Saturday. I didn't start feeling symptoms until Friday, the next Friday afternoon. And my doctors are assuring me that it never takes nearly 7 days for symptoms to start. So my guess is that I caught it during one of the debate prep sessions that we did Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Wow. So you just thought, hey, everyone's been tested. What's the big deal? I've been to the White House twice since it started, and they test you right away. You don't get anywhere unless you pass it. Did that happen? Did you get your test?
You sure? I was tested every day, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And you know, all the people doing debate prep had been tested as well. You know, Hope Hicks and Bill Stepien and Kellyanne Conway and Stephen Miller. Yet we all got it.
And you, I know you wrote, and the last thing on this is, and I'm glad you're okay, and the last thing on this is, do you feel as though if you wore a mask and got tested, that would have been the key?
Sure. Because for 7 months, Brian, because I have asthma and had it since I was 13 years old, I was very sensitive about taking all the precautions. And for 7 months, every time I went out, of the house, I wore a mask and washed my hands frequently and kept out of big crowds. And I stayed healthy for 7 months, and I let my guard down for 4 days in what I thought was a safe place. And I guess the biggest message I have for everybody who's listening is there's just no safe place outside from the virus, outside of your home. And so, you know, just be careful. Wear the mask. I know that it's a bother. No one likes to be walking around with a mask on. But I can tell you after what I've been through, it sure beats that.
Absolutely, Governor. I'm glad you're 85%. Look forward to the 99% where you were, especially because the Mets have a new owner and there's a reason to live again. So
yes, there is.
Mets fans had no reason for a long time.
Steve is a great guy. I've known him for years, and I think he's going to be a great owner of the Mets.
That's just it. You just need someone that cares, the Bob Kraft, who started as a fan and ended up being an owner. So, Governor, what we just played the president kind of on his game, that's why I ran. It's actually sincere, isn't it? He actually thought, he's like, I'm so much better than these guys. I can do this. And this guy especially is terrible. Is that what he's thinking?
Sure. You know, the president's sitting here, you know, 11 days out from the election thinking, I can't lose to Joe Biden. I just can't. I have to do whatever I can do. And I think, you know, we've watched the president over a number of years, Brian, together, and I've known him for years before that. He is at his best when his back's to the wall. I wish that this is the performance he would have given in the first debate, but he did give it in this debate. And I still think there are plenty of people out there who haven't, you know, voted yet, who watched last night, and they saw one guy who was very strong, in control, and Joe Biden, who at times just didn't seem to know why he wanted to be president, except that he's not Donald Trump. And I've always found in campaigns that that's a very difficult argument to sell.
Governor, have you talked to the president since you went to the hospital?
Oh, yeah. The president called me twice while I was in the hospital, called me another time after I got home to check on me, and we spoke this past weekend to talk a little bit about the debate this week, and then I spoke to him last night after the debate.
So do you think that, was that your advice, instead of interrupting, let him breathe?
It was our advice both times, but before the first debate, before this one, was to let him talk, because I really felt like the more Joe Biden spoke about what he wanted to do as president, the greater contrast there would be between he and what President Trump has done and wants to do. And I thought that would all endure to the president's benefit.
So there's something else that popped up last night the president did not make that clear on, but it wasn't exactly a category. I could not believe we just went through two debates, no foreign policy. It's nuts. There's no way moderators should have that much. I don't care if it's the next coming of Walter Cronkite. You should not have that much power to pick all the topics, especially when the three are exactly the ones that Chris Wallace chose. It makes no sense. But having said that, why not have – when it came to the Russia situation, there is no Russia situation with this laptop that Hunter dropped off in Delaware, that the FBI picked up in December, that they gave receipts and signatures for. How is the media getting away with saying this is Russian misinformation?
Listen, Brian, we've seen this. They're rooting. They're invested. And this is a feud. It's a blood feud. You know, the president has engaged in a blood feud with the media. They've engaged in it with him. And there is no question which side most of the media is on here. They are rooting for Joe Biden openly. If you watch any of your competitors, whether it's a CNN or an MSNBC, they are openly rooting for Joe Biden unabashedly. And so it should be no surprise that we spent, you know, the first 25 minutes of the debate last night on COVID. Not that it's not an important issue. It's a very important issue. But one question on North Korea, one question on China. I mean, you know, we got to keep things in perspective in terms of what's going to get to a president's desk as well. And, remember, this is somebody, Robert Gates, who is Barack Obama's defense secretary, said that Joe Biden has been wrong on every major foreign policy issue for the last 30 years. It might be nice to hear a little bit more about what Joe Biden thinks of foreign policy. We have somebody like Robert Gates, the head of the CIA, the defense secretary, deputy national security advisor, for both parties, who says Joe Biden has gotten every major foreign policy question of the last 30 years wrong. And the fact that we didn't cover that in any depth last night is disappointing.
No question. And if you see the red line, there was one president that didn't reinforce the red line after they used poisonous gas on their people. It was Barack Obama. There was one vice president who ignored General Mattis and pulled the troops out of Iraq. We got ISIS, which the President Obama called the JV team. Wrong on every issue. So separate him from President Obama or make him suffer the consequences of President Obama, which was a disastrous Middle East foreign policy. But what I've never seen before, Governor, is a major story ignored. I've seen minor stories ignored. I've seen major stories be fourth instead of first. But I've never seen this. Here is this former Marine, former business partner of Hunter, talking about his relationship with Joe Hunter and his brother. Cut 42.
I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
So he's going to go speak to Ron Johnson today. What changes in this story in the next 11 days? What would make George Stephanopoulos do something he didn't do at the town hall? Ask Joe Biden this.
I don't know whether there's anything that would make mainstream reporters now ask about this. Because of what I said to you before, Brian, they're very invested in a Joe Biden victory. And more important than that, they're very invested in a Donald Trump defeat. But, I thought that a lot of what came out yesterday was pretty compelling. And, you know, I think that as more of that information comes out and more people feel moved to come out and speak, that it would become harder and harder to ignore. But in this current climate, Brian, nothing at this point would surprise me.
Well, were you disappointed that George Stephanopoulos did not even ask him about that?
I was shocked. I thought that had to be a question. I was shocked.
And when they does come up, they say it's Russian using Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. It's one that has nothing to do with the other. I've just never seen it. I mean, the reason why I keep saying this is because I've never seen anything like this in my life.
No, listen, Brian, I think that let's just put it this way. I think the easiest way to put it is if the shoe were on the other foot and this was Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump, this would be the lead story on CNN and MSNBC and all the major networks.
Okay, 11 days left. Game plan this out. If you're if the president says, hey, Chris, I need your advice here, you know I'll do four events a day. What should be in these events? You know what the states I need to win. I know the states I need to win. What should I be emphasizing?
I think that you need to emphasize the difference of how America will look under Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. Under Donald Trump, we'll continue to see lower taxes, lower regulation, economic growth, manufacturing jobs coming back to America, a tough stance on China, and a continued smart economic growth plan. Under Joe Biden, we're going to see $4 trillion in higher taxes, the phasing out of the oil and gas industry in this country, and the economic distress that will come from that, and wild investments like they made in the Obama administration into renewable energy companies that will go bankrupt. Two very different Americas. You want an America where your children are going to be able to get jobs and support their families, or do you want an America where every person is going to become dependent on the government? Do you want an America where you get to pick your doctor, or do you want an America where the government rations your health care?
So I want you to hear, the president did this brilliantly. When he heard something, you respond. In our business, when you listen to people, if you listen to their answers, you get your next question. And he listened for Joe Biden, who said, basically, I'm looking to get rid of oil and gas. Cut 16.
Would you close down the oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I
will
transition. It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time.
What does that say to the millions in this in that industry, whether you get whether you make plastics or whether you fuel your cars or you drill for a living?
If you're a resident of the state of Pennsylvania, the state of Ohio, the state of Texas, where the oil and gas industries are huge employers and a huge supporters of the quality of life in those states, if you vote for Joe Biden after that, then you have no concern for your own economic future, any economic future of the country. I said on ABC last night after the debate that that was the single biggest moment of the debate, and that if I were the president's campaign, I would just cut that piece of the debate and run ads in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Texas over and over and over again with that cut, because I believe that by Joe Biden, by telling the truth last night, because that's what he's going to do. He also said no carbon emissions by 2025. Brian, that's 5 years from now.
Yep.
I mean, it's absurd. It's not only bad economics and bad policy. It's not achievable. And yet Joe Biden said that last night, and the president should make him eat it
right
every day for the next 11 days.
And Governor, as usual, I have 25 more questions and only a very little time. But do you think the Trump team can get their act together, stop with their rivalries, get on the same page for the next 11 days and get behind their 74-year-old who seems to be a one-man army?
I hope so, Brian. And I believe, listen, I know the president's campaign manager very well. He ran both of my campaigns for governor. He is an extraordinarily skilled guy who will make sure that all of the trains run on time between now and Election Day, and that they have a great turnout plan for here to the Election Day. So I believe that Bill Stepien will provide the type of leadership that needs to be provided to be able to do that. And I hope everybody else continues, you know, to follow his lead and follow the president's lead. I think if they do that, they're going to do quite well.
People always ask me every day, who do you think is going to win? I always say, I don't know yet. I don't know what's going to happen yet. If I ask you now, who do you think is going to win, what do you say?
I think it's wide open, Brian. I think because of the crazy way that we're voting in this country this year, we're probably not going to know for at least a week or more after Election Day.
Wow. Governor Chris Christie, we're going to keep this tape. Thanks so much. So glad you're okay. Appreciate your loyalty to the show.
Hey, Brian, always. And listen, we got 11 days to go. Let's get back together again between now and Election Day and see what more we know and understand.
Absolutely. And I went from 80. I want 95% next week, okay?
You got it. I'm going to work on it this weekend.
All right, great. Governor Chris Christie.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it, sir. Back in a moment.
Honest commentary, unique opinion, no agenda. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Some gifts don't come wrapped in packages with bows and ribbons. They aren't hidden away.
then torn into with reckless abandon. Some gifts are needs, like food or shelter. And those can be the most precious of all. In a year with fewer red kettles, help rescue Christmas for those facing poverty with a $25 monthly donation. Enlist in Love's Army at givewestwood.org.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. This election day, America is listening to Fox News Radio for complete coverage. Starting at 6 p.m. East, it's The Campaign with Brett Baer and Perino and Steierwalt. I'll tell you what. Followed by live Democracy 2020 coverage led by national correspondent Jared Halpern, political analyst Josh Krausar, and Fox News Radio reporters from around the country, along with Fox News Channel contributors and experts. Download the Fox News app and just click listen at the bottom of the screen to hear it live. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Living the Bream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court.
The legacy, the seat that is left open now by Justice Ginsburg.
She enjoyed friendships with uncommon bedfellows, people like Justice Scalia, but recognized that at the end of the day, they served an institution and they did so with dignity and honor.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So today, Mr. Bobulinski is actually sitting down with Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committees and Senate Finance Committee to tell them their story and provide any cell phone access and any text messages about his relationship, business relationship with Hunter as it relates to the Biden family that includes Joe. He's met with Joe, talked business with him, but they said, and you see this in the text transmission, don't ever bring him up. And they said, I know. And they said, I'm just being a little paranoid. Really? Ray, listen on WOKV in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Hey, what'd you think of the debate?
Well, man, I thought it was great, man. I liked how Donald kept his control this time, stuck to his points, and just let Joe make the mistakes that he needed to make. On the back end of it, you know, with Joe saying that he's going to shut down, you know, the oil industries, man, we've had so much of a economical hit when it comes to the coronavirus. So many jobs will be affected when it comes to the oil fields out there, the tanker drivers, the processing plants, the plastic plants. Just so many more jobs will be taken from Americans with the economic hit that we already have. You know, coming from, you know, the coronavirus, like that's not somebody that we need running this country. How much more do we got to take?
Yeah, I mean, the oil industry, I never thought about it, but since we're not flying, you know, we're not driving as much, the world was shut down. You had a bunch of tankers in the middle of the ocean waiting for an address, a port to go in, and that helps everybody, from the receptionist work in the oil industry all the way down to people pumping gas into their car.
Are you a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts? You may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened, but your time to file a claim is limited. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 for more information. As a result of thousands of victims filing sexual abuse claims, the Boy Scouts have filed for bankruptcy protection, and the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. If you are a survivor of sexual abuse while in the Boy Scouts, you may be entitled to compensation, no matter how long ago the abuse happened. Call for more information with one of our compassionate counselors today. Remember, the bankruptcy court has set November 16, 2020, as the deadline for abuse survivors to file a claim. Call 800-755-3323. That's 800-755-3323 today. Your call is completely anonymous. For more information on this claim, go to officialbsaclaims.com. Sponsored by Mark J. Byrne & Partners, LLP.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.